Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
We're back for another week of N4G Radio. I don't even know it. January 18th.
Something like that.
Yeah, we'll roll with that.
Yeah, because it's the day before Dark Void comes out.
That's like a holiday.
It is.
It couldn't be anything else. It had to be the day before Dark Void comes out.
Indeed.
Yes.
But with us, as always, we have Gambus Khan.
Greetings, programs.
Actually, in the room, we have the Killer Wolverine.
I can't hear shit. What?
Sorry, our technology's
got no
limited.
Ears today.
He could say this.
This is a family-friendly podcast. That was totally family-friendly. Yeah. As you may have heard already, we have a special guest or two brought back after like 6 months.
I've been brought back from the dead.
It's the Boogeyman. Yeah,
just don't do an entire fondling section on what you've been playing since the last time you've been on the show.
Please, God, make your own podcast. But you should have been here last week when we had to sing the theme song.
Oh, yeah. Did you listen to that?
We had to sing
a listener asked us to sing the theme song.
That's
and
nice.
After some initial wondering whether we all knew the words, we ended up knowing the words. So
and right. We sang it.
We sang it.
It was amazing.
I might have to go back and archive that video.
And Bjork. We have the Wombat.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Ryan Wombold.
Wow. I like that. I like the hair metal intro.
Yeah.
Wombold.
Wow.
Bang your head.
You're a bitch.
Hey. Fuck you, Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil.
This is family friendly.
Oh, sorry. Dude, he just told me I was a bitch.
You're going to smoke dope and have a good time.
No. No, I am not, Dr. Phil.
You're just upset
that you don't have hair to bang.
Hair to bang?
Hair on your head. So you
or hair
head
pie
bang.
To bang. That's right, I said hair pie, which is a vagina. There's the shout out for all the people who had to hear the word
so
one
much,
more time.
So much for our family friendly podcast.
So you're
and
welcome.
We're done.
So you're welcome on my Facebook and Twitter.
You gotta grow up.
It's a shame Dr. Phil's calling us from a tunnel somewhere.
He can't help it. He's on the phone.
Are you nuts?
Anyway.
Your head looks like a scrotum.
Hi, Gambus.
Hey, well.
Speaking of nuts.
Speaking of scrotum.
Oh, God.
Why don't you do your fondling now?
Okay.
It doesn't look like we can take the explicit tag off of iTunes yet.
Well, you know what? We'll just make it like video games. It's rated M for mature, but yet moms will let their 5-year-olds play it anyway.
There you go.
So.
Yeah.
Better
that's
not
okay.
Bring your kids.
And I will slap both of your boys if they play mature rated games before they're 17.
Oh, well, they do. They're that's doing right. It behind my back.
Yeah. They ain't playing mature rated games.
Yeah, you the supervisor?
Maybe not.
Where were the strippers?
Maybe earlier than 17, depending on the maturity of the child. But definitely not when they're kids.
Nope.
All right, I guess I'll start talking about games I've been playing over the past week.
Someone want to tell me why my pool is full of hot dog chunks and dirty dishes?
Okay.
You know what's funny is my cousin who lived next door to me and
had
I and my stepbrother, well, funnily enough, their neighbor was a jerk that everybody hated, and so we threw hot dogs into his pool.
There you go.
And bread and eggs.
I bet he made a sandwich.
Several other things from our refrigerator into his pool.
Neighbor, you shouldn't throw anything
soup.
From your butt.
Oh, that's true. Because that would have been gross.
Go ahead, Gambus. What were you fondling this week?
Yeah. I played some iPhone games this week.
Nice.
I played a lot of crappy games because the iPhone has an endless supply of really crappy games.
It's like the Wii.
Snap. But it has a lot more better games than the Wii.
A lot more better?
Yeah, a lot more better. That's Ohio education ladies and gentlemen.
Lakota West right here.
Am I the only one in this room who doesn't have an iPhone?
No.
No, I don't have one.
Okay.
You both have Verizon. There's three AT&T versus two Verizon. You're still outnumbered. What up?
Hey, you can't.
I can't wait till Verizon gets the iPhone so I can switch to Verizon.
Yeah,
Verizon,
that's what I'm waiting for.
I hate AT&T.
Well, I don't hate them as much as you do, but I'm still waiting.
I have so many problems.
As
with
it says on 1 versus 100, Verizon is the network.
I lose my 3G all the time.
See, that's
my phone
only
randomly drops signal.
See, that's the only problem I've had was the drop 3G. That's it.
Yeah, I would be fine with the drop 3G if at least dropped me into E, but it doesn't. It drops me just completely. I lose all my internet connection.
Really?
Yeah. It's a pain. My phone is, and my wife's phone does the same thing.
Just so you know.
It's annoying.
That's weird.
But Gamba's fine.
Yeah, I like the little ocarina thing, by the way.
That wasn't ocarina.
What was it?
Shame on you.
Well, I was talking to Killer Wolverine, so I couldn't really hear it. Oh, gotcha. Sorry, I was talking to Killer Wolverine. I couldn't really hear it.
Go ahead, Gambus.
Yes. what was he talking about again? Oh, yeah, that's right.
The crappy. Nice.
Crappy iPhone games.
Crappy iPhone games.
Yeah. I played a lot of them. I also played a couple good games.
What were they? Tell us about the good ones. I don't want to hear about the crappy ones.
Yeah, I downloaded Dark Nebula Episode 1.
Right, because it was this free weekend? Up until today, really.
Okay, whatever then. Yeah, I downloaded it, and it was because I was on the review website, which is ztgamedomain.com.
Nice.
And I went to the
well played.
I went
sir.
To the iTunes reviews section, and just started looking at reviews. I think
you mean iPhone.
The iPhone reviews. I think almost all of them are written by Catastrophe.
Just about. There's a couple by him.
Yeah, I think I've got two on there.
She's got like 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, I downloaded the full version of Dark Nebula Episode 1. And basically what the game is it's kind of like a Marble Madness game.
Marble!
Except it takes place on...
Marble, baby.
So far, it takes place on a two-dimensional plane instead of really a three-dimensional plane. But it's really cool because it's got a lot of, like, moving platforms, and it's got... These panels that when you roll your ball over them, it jumps up in the air, and then you got shields where like they're like
it's so hard for me to restrain myself.
Yes,
just roll with it.
Just roll, yeah.
Like Steve Winwood.
And you
roll with him, baby.
Then you tilt the iPhone, and it makes the ball go. And it's actually a pretty fun game. I enjoy it. It's got a good look.
I know Gambus likes rolling his balls on the iPhone.
Oh, yes. I like rolling my balls. But anyway.
Holy crap.
Holy Toledo.
My God, what does that mean?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Speak up, son. You're quiet.
I'm quiet?
Look at you. You're barely registering.
I'm speaking normal.
Apparently you're a quiet man.
I also downloaded the demo for the Metal Gear Solid iPhone game.
Oh, good.
And it sucks.
Does Noel North do the voice for Solid Snake?
Oh, Jesus, here we go.
It's basically an on-rail shooter game, except you spend the whole time in one place, and you're just tapping the enemy.
Oh, good.
Exactly. It's crappy. I didn't like it.
It's got to be better than acid.
Wow.
Not the drug. The game.
The game. I don't know. You know something? I think acid was a much better game, in my opinion.
Metal Gear, the Yu-Gi-Oh card battling game.
Yeah.
Acid?
Oh, my God. And since the major release of Mass Effect 2 just around the corner, I downloaded the full version of Mass Effect Galaxy.
Oh, nice. Did you beat the first one yet?
Not yet. I'm still playing it. But,
Come on, man.
I'm just kidding.
No, seriously. I'm still playing the first one.
That's in his fondling.
Yeah.
Wait
for it. Yeah, Mass Effect Galaxy, it's pretty decent. I will say this. It probably has, hands down, some of the best production value of an iPhone game I've come across. It actually has voiced dialogue. The cutscenes are this really clean-looking graphic novel appearance. The story is kind of ho-hum. It's kind of a side story, obviously. I haven't ran into any Reapers or Geth or anybody like that. Basically, it deals with I think the alien race is called the Batarians.
Batarians.
The Batarians.
The Batarians.
In your butt. In your butt.
The four-eyed aliens.
Right.
It deals with them and
that weren't actually in the first game until the Bring Down the Sky expansion.
Yes.
But they were in the first book.
Oh, really? They're in the first book. I need to read those books. I'm really getting pumped for Mass Effect 2.
$20 says he plays it before he finishes the first one.
No, I gotta finish the first one.
He did Uncharted.
I gotta use the save file, man. It's
wait a minute, you of course I'm like 4 months behind the game here, but you actually broke down and played Uncharted 2 before you played or finished Uncharted 1. Uncharted 1's like only 10 hours long. You know that, right?
Yeah, I was probably about.
I beat Uncharted. Actually,
man, I'm going to get into this. Okay, I'm going to get into the madness here in a little bit. So, yeah.
I was like, actually, kind of on a little side note, you know that somebody Facebooked or Twittered and somebody beat 30 games this year, and that man was me. You seen those? Where they're talking about how many games they beat over the past year or something like that.
No,
I was actually surprised.
That.
Me. Actually beat 33 games this year.
That means I probably beat like 100.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
I beat 2 this weekend. What's up?
But anyway, Mass Effect Galaxy, it's an overhead, almost like a Smash TV style game where you actually tilt the iPhone in order to walk. And here's the interesting thing. The main character, he fires his gun automatically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you won't have to worry about firing your gun. You just, because every person on the screen's an enemy. So you just tilt the iPhone, and it's an overhead view, and it's actually kind of intuitive. It's not great. It's not a great game, but it is a pretty decent game with a really high production value, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah,
how many iPhone games
do you
own?
My plan is to play and beat that too.
See, I purchased I purchased 6 iPhone games so far. Because I bought a $15 card, and I purchased 6 of them.
We sell those cards at the store, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I almost bought one the other day from your store. But,
If you put an hour into each of those games, you probably would have had Uncharted beat by now.
That's what I'm saying.
Sorry.
Well, the great thing about iPhone games is that
you can play them at work.
You could put a couple minutes into a game and actually get kind of far into a game.
Canvas is secretly becoming a casual gamer.
Shh. Dude. Shh. Don't let them on my secret.
Somebody showed the interest in my Batcave on Twitter the other day. I was kind of pissed about that.
Yeah. I saw that too.
But I have to say probably the most impressive game that I've played this week on the iPhone is a game called Dungeon Hunter.
Yeah, I heard that was really good.
It's fantastic. It actually has voice dialogue. It actually has short CGI cutscenes. It's a Diablo-type style game, overhead view, three-dimensional.
You know what? I played that.
I played the trial version, though. I haven't played the full version. It was really good.
I played the trial version, and I really want to download the full version. It's got a really awesome story, man. I mean, the story was...
awesome.
Yes. It deals with... your character that you play as in the game is this prince, right? And and he's in love with he's in love with this princess woman, right? So it's like, you know,
a prince in love with a princess.
Yeah,
no.
who'd ever thought? Woman.
Well, who thunk it?
Well,
is they from Canada?
She might be from Canada.
She might be a Canadian princess.
But
are you like a stalker or something?
Oh God! And then she dies, right? The princess dies.
Right.
So the prince delves into the dark arts of magic. You know, he goes.
Is this like Star Wars?
Kind of, maybe. But anyway, he brings the princess back from the dead.
Also, it's like Frankenstein.
Yeah, with the dark arts. And then, as a thank you, she kills him.
So it's like Pet Cemetery.
What you bury ain't what comes back. She's now in Egypt.
We'll bury that out there.
You gotta bury your own.
Yeah, and she's like an evil.
A little gay jail. Cut your Achilles tendon off.
She's like an evil princess now, and she's like unleashing this like evil upon the world. So then you, as the main prince character, you wake up in a coffin. I guess after you're pronounced dead.
With an incision in your back and your kidneys missing.
No.
In a bathtub full of ice.
It's on eBay.
Not quite. As a matter of fact, a fairy visits you. And the fairy says that, you know, I'm the one that brought you...
I'm restraining myself.
I'm the one that brought you back from the dead. And basically your mission is to kill the evil... princess overlord.
Oh no, she's evil.
So basically,
he need a new wardrobe.
So basically, the whole motivation for fighting all these monsters, these goblins and zombies and creatures. Is to work your way to the evil princess, who was the woman that you loved before she died.
Can you marry her as an evil princess?
I don't know. I don't know.
Here,
the time of my life.
But I'm
searching for this evil princess.
I just thought that the overall concept of the story just seemed really interesting, and the graphics are really good.
It's all about graphics.
I like how it controls as well, because it's a Diablo style game, and there's a few Diablo style games on the iPhone currently. And most of them use the digital D-pad, you know, where it's three, you know, not three, but four directions. And you press, you know, up, down, left, right. Whereas this is different. It's actually like a digital analog stick.
By God!
So it actually has different variations of movement. So I really like that. And I think that's a better approach to these type of games than a regular D-pad approach. So... Dungeon Master is a fantastic iPhone game, and I'm going to pick it up next time I get another iPhone app card.
So you said it's a virtual D-pad?
Yeah, well, it's virtual
analog.
So you can
analog. See D's nuts.
Wow.
Man, you're really trying, aren't you?
You're failing, too.
Yeah.
That's rough. That is...
Should I say, mayday, mayday, I'm going down?
That's what she said.
Sweet. Okay.
Go ahead, Gambus.
And then,
As Ken chokes down whatever that was.
Yeah. Excuse me.
And then other
Do
than
you
that,
torture small animals?
No. On the 360, I only played one game this week, and that was Mass Effect, because I've decided that the only way I'm going to actually beat any games...
is if you stop playing iPhone games?
No, because I do that at work. The only way I'm going to actually beat any games is if I play only, like, a couple at a time. So, look forward to my not so epic fondling in the future, so that I can actually play through a game.
Without epicness, you still ran 20 minutes.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, because I'm just that kind of guy.
You are. Future, I guess, is Mass Effect.
Mass Effect.
So
and,
no matter what mood he's in or what he's done for the week, he can still last 20 minutes. You hear that, ladies?
That's right.
Snap.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
He's good to go. Minimum of 20 minutes.
Minimum.
Yeah.
That's a bad day.
Anyway, we're going to move on to K-Dub.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there? You're like going nuts on that phone.
Just binding my time.
Are you watching a movie?
Yes.
Which one?
Your mom.
Did you see her YouTube video? That's hot shit, right?
It is hot shit. I made that movie. What up?
You made it, huh?
What
the hell sound was that? Go ahead. What do you play?
That
besides
is disgusting.
The Boogeyman's mom?
Oh, shit. You just all over everybody's mom.
Hey, what
I'm
can
a
I say?
Drunk pimp.
The mama gangbang.
I'm a drunk pimp.
I didn't get as much game time as I would like this last week. I had some trouble with some homework, but I guess the biggest thing I played is beat 2 games in 2 days.
Really?
Yeah, wow. With the help of Zero Tolerance. We beat...
Are you looking at me like you don't remember?
Yes, can you help me out? What did we beat? Army of Two, the 40th day.
Hmm.
Army of Two, with some improvements.
It's got the same ending.
It does, which you don't play...
What, do they both slap each other on the butt or something?
Wow.
Maybe in your army of two?
Don't talk about your fantasies on the show, yeah. Guys.
That was the director's cut version.
This isn't piano play.
See? Well, all right.
Army of Two.
Yes, thank you.
The 40th day.
Starring
Nolan North. Which we ranted about this on the way... Boogeyman, Wombat, and myself ranting about this. It's not that we're complaining. That what
I will go on record and say I love Drake.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah,
and that's what hurts me with Nolan North.
Yeah, and
because he makes
yeah, but is it his fault?
No. I mean, we've never said it was his
fault.
I
know
that's the thing.
Is it Seth Rogen's fault that he's in every movie on the planet? No.
Well,
but
honestly,
when he becomes overplayed,
it
you're kind of sick of seeing him.
If you want to nitpick, it could be he could say no for once.
Yeah.
Well, but he's got to make his money.
Really?
I would.
So if somebody said, I'll give you $1,000 to do your voice on this
if
game.
If you already have that money,
and it's not
do
just,
you need that much more
but
money?
But it's not just that it's Nolan North. It's Nolan North doing Drake as somebody else.
And see.
But, you know, David Hayter does tons of voice work, but he's not Solid Snake every
because
time
Because they ask him to.
They actually asked him to do
voice. They said when they did Prince of Persia, Ubisoft said, be Nathan Drake.
Besides Ubisoft, anyone else said that?
Capcom?
Really? Here's the deal. We never said it was Nathan Drake's fault. We never have. All we've said is that
Nolan
we're sick
North.
Of hearing him and everything.
<It's> Nathan Drake.
I'm sorry. Nolan North. And we've never said it was his fault. All we said it was that I'm sick of hearing. All I said is that I'm sick of hearing him in everything.
Eight games
okay,
in
that's,
6 months
that's invariably
a
creative direction problem.
What I would say is that each game has their characters with different personalities. It's hard to have a different personality when you're using the same guy, same voice.
That's not his fault.
Well, I didn't know that the game company wanted
him to do
that.
Never said it was.
I'm talking to him.
Oh. And I never
Let's
said it was.
Let's talk about this conversation.
Did I once say it was his fault?
No, I'm just saying. They asked him to do it that way.
I don't understand.
Go out
that.
On the web and do a search for his voice, like his resume voice work.
Right.
Great. He has a ton of voices.
Oh, yeah.
Has anybody in here played Ratchet & Clank Future?
Yeah.
No. He plays the ridiculous timekeeper guy, which is, you wouldn't even know.
Are they that... Desperate?
Yes, because his voice did such a good job.
May I
not good enough to win a VGA. Oh.
That's because Megan Fox is the
king. I know.
May I interject?
No.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to interject anyway.
Slap that bitch up.
This is like what happened to cartoons back in the mid-80s. Back in the mid-80s, there was a small group of guys who did all the voice work for almost every cartoon.
And we still love them.
Yeah, like Peter Cullen, the voice of Optimus Prime. He was literally almost every other character in that show.
In a world.
Right. But as I compared it to is when we were in the drive here, we're doing this show with just Boogeyman's voice. There's no personality, just his.
That's because Boogeyman doesn't have any personality.
No. Snap.
Whatever. No.
The only thing that I'm saying is that it's not his fault. I don't care.
No one says it's his fault. No, I mean, it's just...
When I bitch about it on Twitter or whatever, I'm not bitching because it's... I don't like his work. I'm just saying he's being way overused.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they need to stop.
Yeah.
Yes.
They need to stop
putting... Or if they're going to use it, make him do a different voice.
Yeah, that's like, you know... Like when he class Leonardo DiCaprio, the man doesn't know how to hold an accent. Yeah. So when he's, you know, when
like
he's
like Carrie Fisher?
Yeah.
The more systems will slip through your fingers. Oh no, Governor Tark! How does that work?
Yeah.
And my complaint was the guy who played Salem in the first game did a good job. Why bring Nolan North in?
Because it's Nolan North!
Exactly.
He's the world's video game voice actor.
I think the thing that annoys me about it, number one, the thing that annoys me about it is that it's quickly becoming one of those things in video games that you're not allowed to complain about.
You're perfectly allowed to complain about it.
It just, people bitch when you complain about it.
Well, yeah.
I'm not saying because he's been in 8 games as a lead character that it's a problem, but I'm saying he's been in 8 games as a lead character in 6 months.
Yeah. Right.
I have somebody else?
Right. My problem.
What if war was freaking Nolan North?
Yeah. My problem has never been with Nolan North. It's been with the fact that he's cast in everything, doing the same voice, and it makes all the games feel less special as a result, including the Uncharted series. Because if you go back now that you've heard his voice in so many other things and play Uncharted again, it makes that voice less special because it feels less attached to that character and more attached to the actor. That's my problem. Never said that I had a problem with Nolan North. I think he's a great voice actor. I'm sure he's a really nice guy. I'm just sick of hearing his voice and everything.
He still will always be Drake to me.
Well, he'll always be Drake.
And that's the problem.
And that's exactly the problem. He's Drake as Salem. So I'm playing Drake in Army of Two. I don't want to play Drake in Army of Two.
You really... No.
Here's the thing. It's not necessarily I don't mind the voice when it fits the character. Dark Void. He kind of looks like a Nathan Drake lookish character.
It's because they drew him.
Shadow Complex looks like a I know. Believe me. I played Dark Void when I played that 6 months ago. It wasn't even the same game it is right now. Anyway, it was a vertical game. There was no jetpack to it. It was a vertical game.
Well, that's probably other levels of
but,
it.
Yeah.
So was it better than what it is now?
I like it. Suck it. Anyway, we'll go to that in my final one. Anyway,
Suck it. Oh,
suck it.
But, you know, if he looks a character. But Salem doesn't look anything like he should sound.
Yeah, but I totally didn't
He looks like he should be talking like this, man.
I think it's worse when they look like Nathan Drake. I think it's worse because it makes me feel like, oh, what do you know? Nathan Drake's in Dark Void. Like, I mean, I think that makes it worse.
The thing about what he was saying about Army 2 is I totally don't agree because some of the stuff that he says, Nathan Drake would never say that. I'm sorry, but molesting a panda? I'm not kidding. I'm not making this line up.
He did say it, but it's still...
Hey, looks like a panda.
He says enough to make me think of playing Drake. I think we're all in agreement here that we're not blaming Nolan North. We're blaming the people that want him to be Drake.
If you
want to be Drake, play Uncharted.
In my opinion, this is one of those ruts that the gaming industry goes through where it finds one thing that's successful, and the movie industry does the same thing, where it finds one thing that's successful, and so every game has
they
to include
beat
it
to death.
And he's quickly turning into that, and it's
and
it
there's
annoys
probably
me.
A lot of good untapped talent out there. That could have easily done these voices. So, enough's enough. We like his voice. Just take a vacation. That's just all I'm saying. Take a vacation.
Can we talk about Army of Two now?
No.
Yes.
This is not the Nolan North podcast.
Well,
every
you know what?
Week.
It's going to be until he takes a break.
No, it's not. Because I don't have to talk about it. I have to talk about Army of Two. The
Nolan
game.
For Gamers podcast.
But, yeah. So, anyway. It's Army of Two. You played it. You played this one. Just minor changes, I think. The forcing you to upgrade. Well, not really so much force.
To upgrade
your weapon.
Oh no, they don't ever. You don't need to.
The first one, they kind of every level they brought that up where you have to hit. You know.
Yeah, because they want to give you an opportunity to do it. Now
right
you can
now,
do
you have an opportunity.
You can just, do it anytime you want as long as you're not in combat.
Yeah, which is nice. I like the moral decisions.
I love the levels.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed that it all takes place in one area. It's all in Shanghai. But that zoo level might be one of the greatest levels I've ever played in a video game.
I like
game.
The little cartoon cutscenes at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, when you
levels.
Make the moral decisions, yeah they're pretty nice. And moral decision. If you
I like killing Junkyard Dog. That was pretty funny. I look like Junkyard Dog.
He did look like Junkyard Dog.
And those moral decisions come back either to bite you or help you.
Yeah.
Which is pretty
bite
nice.
Like the Junkyard Dog.
So, I like the rock, paper, scissors aspect. It just brings the, what word am I looking for?
Camaraderie.
Back. And it just elevates it just a little bit. Just that little, game just elevates it just
so
a little
more. So you get
more.
To actually play rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah.
You can do it
awesome.
Anytime you want.
Yeah. Just go up next to him and hit the Y button. Mm-hmm.
So, that is cool.
Yeah.
It's a very short game.
Yeah.
It's only about 5.5 hours.
You know where else you can play rock, paper, scissors anytime you want?
iPhone.
In real life.
I can't believe you,
you
said
know
iPhone.
They're going to make a Wii game like that.
What if you don't
World
have any
rock,
friends?
Paper, scissors tournament.
Yeah, I was
you can play
say.
Rock, paper, scissors with yourself. You got two hands.
You'll have like a stupid cover like this big cartoony character going like this. It'll be like, rock, paper, scissors on the Wii.
I wonder if
no, it'll
is.
Probably have cartoon versions of a rock, a piece of paper, and scissors with big
it'll
googly
be a
eyes.
Platformer.
A platformer. Rock, paper,
it'll be
scissors.
It'll be made by
they each have their own weaknesses and strengths.
Well, this game just emphasizes how you got to work with your partner.
It's totally built as a co-op
and,
game.
Yeah, it's single player is co-op is, you know, what it's made for, and it's what the first one was
which
made
is
for.
Why it's getting a C+, and that's the only reason. It has nothing to do with the game itself. It's the fact
that's
that
like saying you're going to give a game a bad score because it doesn't have multiplayer.
Yep.
That's kind of crappy.
No, you're basically cutting me out as a gamer.
What
no,
about
but
no,
Army
you're cutting
two.
People out as a gamer without multiple
Army
BioShock.
2, the first one. Wasn't the first one emphasized on
co-op.
So right. Is this one. You can't really hold that against it. It's meant to be played as co-op.
Yeah, that's how the game's designed. It's even built by a team called Co-op Productions.
Right.
This is a co-op game.
Hey, get this.
What?
They need to make the AR smarter than them.
On the iPhone, there's a game called Rock, Paper, Scissors. Fight!
Oh, Jesus. Oh
fight!
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's you know, this game called Monster Rancher that did the same thing, too. Yeah.
Oh, so,
but
Monster
no, I
Rancher.
Agree. They do need to make the helper AI a little bit smarter. Just in case you don't have
I
a chance
I can't give
to
it
play
two scores.
Nobody said to give it two scores. Just the game, based on what the game was built for.
Yeah.
That's what's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know. What about us who got it that stuck with the PS3 version and didn't have anybody to play it with?
You could
have
switched it out.
You could have got it. So I had to go through extra work just to give a game a better score. See, I mean, that's my problem. The game sucks on its own. I mean, as the
it's
experience,
not nearly as good.
The experience sucks when you're playing by yourself.
Well, yeah.
So.
But still, you just can't fault a game for that. The game is marketed that way. It even says you should play with somebody else.
Well, then there should only be a two-player option.
That's like saying Resident Evil wasn't any good. You know what?
Your
Resident
mom's
Evil
only
5?
Got a two-player option.
Resident Evil 5 by yourself sucks.
Yeah.
But that
didn't
make
it
any less of a good game.
Kill Wolverine beat it. Wolverine played it 600 hours by himself.
Yeah, no.
That's because he doesn't have any friends.
Sheep is a moron.
I agreed with that. I said that.
You know, so
takes my damn ammo.
Well, she and doesn't help you at all. No. I said that, but I still enjoyed it because it's not meant to be played co-op like Army of Two.
Resident Evil's totally meant to be
played not co-op. Like Army of Two.
Apparently, everybody in Resident Evil is a moron because they can't walk.
They can't walk and shoot.
Army of Two, hands down, meant to play as co-op.
Oh yeah.
Resident Evil 5, not so much.
Oh, the fifth one totally to me was built to be
not,
played co-op.
Not for me. I mean, it's better played
Your mom's
co-op.
Built to be played co-op.
But for me, single player, I enjoy just as much. Granted, they had problems with the helper AI, but not as much as Army 2.
I just don't agree with
Your
scoring
mom's
that
Army
game
2.
Lower because it's not a good single player experience.
No, I agree.
You're going back to your. If it doesn't have fatalities,
no.
It gets
well,
a mark.
So, in other words, when we're saying when I scored, I should give it a
No.
Give it the score based off of its multiplayer.
You should base it on what the game was marketed.
You should at least play multiplayer, and then maybe.
You
might stick with a C. You know, we don't know.
I did play multiplayer at the store with somebody else, which I liked. Like I said, I have no problem with it, multiplayer. But if you're buying it as a single player. So, I mean, that's
if you're buying it as a single player experience, I'm going to say this right now, you're stupid.
Well.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Well, but I mean.
But what I'm saying is the game has the option.
Right. And
so they should make the option better.
No, well, they should, but there's no way they were going to sell this game if they took single player out.
To me, if you're reviewing a game that has co-op and single player, you should play both and base your review around both sides of it.
Right.
The average of both sides of it. You shouldn't just base it on the multiplayer because the multiplayer is better, because a lot of people are going to buy it to play it single player.
Okay, well, by that standard, Chronicles of Riddick sucks.
Why?
Because the multiplayer is terrible. Dark Sector sucks because the multiplayer is terrible, and there's a million other games out there with tacked on multiplayer that's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that just because it's got single player that's not good, that the game score automatically goes down. I'm just saying you have to score it on the whole package. In those games, you have to score the multiplayer as part of the package because it's part of the game. Just like in Army of Two, the single player has to be included in the score because it's part of the game.
And that's fine.
You can't just base it on co-op.
And that's fine, but that's not what I'm arguing. What I'm arguing is he's saying because the single player sucks, the whole game sucks, and it shouldn't be released
way. No, I'm saying it as an overall package. I'm taking, you know, the pros and the cons and combining the score into one score. So say if it's a B+ as a co-op game, but a C- as a
single-player
game, average is a C+.
So does this mean that when Bioshock 2 comes out and the multiplayer sucks, that people are going to say the whole game sucks?
No. I'm just saying that has to... If Bioshock comes out and the multiplayer sucks... You can't just ignore the multiplayer when you score the game to rate it on the single player because it's better. You have to include that in the overall package and say, you know, it gets a 9, but it could have got a 9.5 if the multiplayer was better. But I'm not saying that if it's a 9.5 and the multiplayer sucks that it gets a 6.
As always do, in my review I say, if you're playing this with somebody else, give us a point higher or score higher than what it is. But if you're playing it, you know, by yourself, then this is... You know,
see, this is where we're just going to have to agree to disagree, because I'm sorry if the game is that good. What's short about it? As long as you know going into it... I knew going into Dark Sector, I was playing it by myself.
All right.
So the multiplayer didn't factor into my decision to play it. I'm sure most people buying Army of Two, and this is what I'm trying to say, most people buying Army of Two plan to play it with somebody else.
Right.
And that's what I want to deliver in my review. I will say in my review... This game should not be played by yourself. It's not very good. It's not paced correctly for one person to be playing through this by themselves. Now, if you're playing with somebody else, this is a great game.
And clearly, they're
focused.
Now,
granted, if both sections were great, this would be a 9.5, 10, whatever. Right.
And clearly, their focus is on the multiplayer. Because it's Army of Two.
Yeah.
And they've known from the beginning that it's a co-op game.
I'm not saying that the focus shouldn't be more heavily weighted in the review score, but whatever's not the focus still has to be included in the review score.
And that's fine. I understand your point, but I don't agree with weighing too much on something that wasn't a focus.
Right.
Like with Bioshock 2, I am not weighing any of my purchase decisions.
I'm not weighing too much on
that multiplayer.
The game, in my opinion, is a B or B+ at best if you're playing with somebody else. So it gets a C+ because... It's just an okay game anyway.
Well, see, by that logic, I don't agree, because Dark Sector, to me, was an 8, but I didn't drop it down to a 7 because the multiplayer wasn't any good. That's just me personally.
Right. I mean, that's like saying I should give Call of Duty Game of the Year because the multiplayer rules.
But
the single player is, you know,
the difference,
5 hours long.
The difference is that we've got... You shouldn't say, my score for the single player is this... But the multiplayer is this, so I'm going to subtract it away. You take the whole package in a view and come up with a score based on the whole package. Not like, oh, well, my score for the graphics is this, and my score for the gameplay is this, and the single player is this, and the multiplayer is this, and we're going to subtract and add everything. Just whatever the whole package is, what your score is. And that whole package has to include single player, multiplayer, co-op, all that. That's my approach. To review it.
And, you know, and to an extent, I totally agree with that. When I look at a game, I look at the whole package. But something that is not so good about it is not going to bring my score way down. Like we use Bioshock 2, for example. If it comes out and I'm like, oh my god, this is the greatest single-player experience I've ever played. And then I get online and I'm like, oh, this is terrible. 6. You know, that's not me. I'll still look at the whole package and go, okay, single-player is going to be awesome. Don't play the multiplayer.
But the multiplayer isn't awesome in Army of Two, though, either. It's not an awesome game. So you're defending it like I should give it like an A.
No.
You like, because the game is just so-so. It's Army of 1.5.
That's what we just said. It is Army of Two. My argument was...
So why? I mean, my argument is I'm giving it a C+ because it's just an average game. It's not a must-buy. In my opinion, B's get the you-should-buy-it score.
Well, and that's fine.
And like I said, our review systems are totally...
Well, yeah, our review systems are totally different.
I personally don't like our review system because I don't like letter grades, but...
Well, I think that the difference is your argument is that it shouldn't be brought down to a 6 because the single player sucks.
His
argument
is
that it was already only a 6.5, so he's only knocking it down a half a point. Like, you're coming from the standpoint where you think he's knocking it down from a high grade to a 6. He's only coming from the standpoint where he's only knocking it down a half a point.
Well, more what I was arguing about was that I felt that just because it sucked, you were giving it a C+. If you feel it's a C+, right, that's perfectly fine. I don't disagree with that because it's not for everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not what I'm arguing. I'm just arguing that if a portion of the game sucks and there's the other half of it is what it should have been.
No. That's not it.
See, that's my argument right there. I don't believe in dropping a game way down because one portion
I'm not dropping
sucks.
It way down.
I believe knocking it
because
it's part of the package. But I don't believe bringing
it. It's
like,
taking. It is, I mean, I ain't gonna lie and saying it's not taking a hit. It's not a huge hit, but it's taking a hit instead of being a B minus.
Oh,
it
should.
A C plus.
It should take a hit. Yeah. Like for instance, when I reviewed Halo 3, I don't feel it's a perfect game.
Right.
But I gave it a 10 because can you tell me another game that gives you that much content?
Right.
For Halo fans, that thing is a monster. And there's
whenever somebody comes up to me and says, "What do you think of Halo 3?" I was like, "I don't like it." That doesn't mean I don't appreciate it.
I mean, that's
always a different side to that story.
Rarely a developer puts as much into a game as what was in Halo 3 between the multiplayer, the map maker, the replay function, the single player, the co-op. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
What about ODST?
Well, ODST just brought it all with it.
Right.
It just gave you a greatest hits package.
But no, I mean, yeah.
No, Army of Two to me is not a great game, but it's a good game.
Yeah, if I was reviewed on your score, I'd give 7.
Yeah, probably when I reviewed it, it'll get 7.5. Yeah. I mean, it's a good game. I like it, and I love playing it co-op, even though it was short. The ending was, once again, you don't get to play it,
right,
which is ridiculous. But I love some of the levels in it, especially the zoo level. I think the zoo level is one of the greatest levels I've ever played in a video game. That doesn't make the game the greatest game I've ever played.
Yeah.
I think we're done.
Right, yes. we totally stole your
thing. Yeah, we totally Gambus conned you on that that there. Interrupted you like we always do, Gambus.
It seems like there's a lot of negativity in this episode.
No,
it's just
I still love you.
It's just one of those anomalies where every now and then we get on a tangent.
Yeah,
we still love
or
each
a
other.
Couple of tangents,
like Nolan North.
Nolan North,
yeah.
Multiplayer.
We need to just move past the Nolan North thing, and apparently the Army of Two thing.
I will be on with Killer Wolverine. That was a good game, not a great game.
Oh, it's Army of Two. It's meant to be played as co-op, and
it was
fun.
It
had some minor improvements, but other than that, I mean, if you liked the first one,
it was fun for the time we played through it.
Yeah,
it
I enjoyed it.
It's definitely a riddle.
Well, if you enjoyed the first one.
Yeah.
This one's it's definitely a buy. It is, like you said, short, so maybe even then it's still a rental.
Yeah.
Would you beat it twice?
That's
how I base my buyer rent.
I would
pay $60 for it.
For the fact that you go through it, do all good moral choices
and then bad
choices. But if you're going through, like, if you're asking if you beat it co-op and then go back and beat it by yourself, absolutely not.
Gotcha.
No, I tried to play it by myself, and I got past, like, the third level, and I gave up.
And see, that was the problem with the first one. I started out playing single player, and, like, this really isn't that fun. But playing co-op, that's, like I said, where the game is.
Yeah.
So, it's fun for what it is.
then we played another co-op game.
It still pisses me off about... You think they would have learned with the first one?
To have an actual ending,
fucking boss. Yeah,
I told you though.
It'll be DLC
for the DLC.
Yeah,
that's what I said when we beat it.
Buy the boss fight. I want to play the boss fight with the original package. So, whether or not we go back and play it again,
I don't know.
If you don't, I'm not. If no one else here is going to buy it, I probably won't.
I don't know yet.
So I want to try out the other multiplayer
Extraction
mode, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to see what that's about. But
it's like Gears of War Horde mode or whatever.
Yeah. So Other than that,
that's the other thing nowadays that's got to be in everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Horde mode.
Yeah. It's awesome though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
fun.
I love that aspect of a game. Right. When it has it, I'm excited about it.
Right.
Yeah. And then the other thing I played is also a Zero Tolerance. Serious Sam HD.
I forgot that came out this week.
That's the other co-op game we played.
Yeah.
How was it?
Serious Sam.
waves and waves and waves of enemies.
Seriously, yeah, I didn't beat it or play it that much when it came out on what, the original Xbox.
Oh yeah,
and PC.
We played the shit out of it when it came out on the Xbox. Though
I tell you what, though, the evolution of that game has done wonders for it. Because you go back and play the first one.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
I didn't know how ridiculous it got towards the end, and it had some stupid co-op moments.
Yeah, the co-op is terribly implemented. Like I would go off, and he would get lost and get stuck in a room that he couldn't get out of.
Nice.
And
with waves and waves of enemies.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? Where's my partner? Where are you? I'm over here. How the fuck did you get over there? And
it was okay.
If you want a mindless shooter, though, Serious Sam is...
It is a mindless shooter.
Yeah, but it's tedious as hell.
Yeah, it got real tedious towards the end.
It took like 2 hours to beat it.
Yeah, I've got rose-colored glasses because I haven't played the new one yet, so I'm still judging off what it was when we played it on Xbox.
I was the same way when we first started playing this. I'm like, yeah, Serious Sam, let's get these big crazy weapons. Let's get these endless... Until you get into a room that literally lasts like 5 minutes of endless waves of enemies.
Right.
And then you're like...
And that happens more often than I would care for. It really did.
And seriously, did they really need the keys? Go find the key to this door. Like, no.
Yeah.
No, this isn't fun. This isn't Resident Evil. I shouldn't need a key. Yeah.
And that
Doom style, man.
Yeah.
That big old boss at the end.
That boss at the end was crazy.
Ridiculous.
That thing was huge.
Yeah.
Look at that radio knob. Thing's huge. Tony Elvis.
Huge.
But that's not true. That's not all you play.
Oh, Tony Elvis.
Oh, shit. Yeah, oh, God. How'd I forget the other ones?
we tried to play Red Faction Guerrilla.
And that sucks that we tried to play.
Why
no
did it
one
not
is
work?
Playing this
Nobody's
game.
Playing.
Are you
we
kidding me?
We
got the same five fucking people for, we tried three times?
Same five people, three matches in a row.
It's ridiculous.
We couldn't even get into a death match.
No.
There was
no
nobody
one's playing.
It.
It's ridiculous how people just... Stop playing this game.
Yep.
That's called Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
It's called... It sucks. People should be playing this goddamn game.
People were still playing Halo, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's the other thing we played. Because we couldn't play Red Faction, because he's like, well, you want to play? He kind of want to play Red Faction. Like, oh, that's cool. I'll play Red Faction. I haven't played in a while. Still haven't played it in a while.
Yeah,
you played Call of Duty, man. It sold 1 billion copies.
I got your text message about playing Halo last night, but I was already done for the night. I played like 4 hours of Darksiders in the middle of the day that I could have played, but after that, I was done for the night. So, but
yeah, we played Halo. Yeah. We did a few matches. It brought back some old times.
Yeah. Did you get smoked?
No.
Really?
Well, the first match I kind of got. Well, that's nothing new I got.
First match we did a team deathmatch game, and our team was terrible anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, they were.
And what was sad was I was the highest level person in the room.
Yeah,
wow.
At a level 6.
Wow.
And the other team just had a couple guys on it that were just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So we ended up losing that match, like 37-50.
Yeah.
But then we played the objective games. Yeah. And we played Bomb.
Capture
we played
the
Capture the Flag. Those were fun.
Yeah. It brought back memories of Halo 3.
It was a good time.
And it's so much better at private chat because you don't hear the whiny bitches.
Yeah.
And the kids.
Screw you, Killer Wolverine.
Yeah.
Captain Halo.
I want my chocolate milk, Bobrick.
We really really need to play more of that, considering no one's playing Red Faction.
Yeah.
God, that still pisses me off.
Poor Red Faction.
We sat down to play it, and he asked if I had the multiplayer DLC. Like, no, if I don't, I'll go ahead and buy it. Whoops.
No, whoops.
Yeah, I didn't know there was anybody playing, because the last time I played, there were still people playing.
The last time me and you played, there was a bunch of people playing.
There was a bunch of people playing. We get on last night, literally it was the same five guys that we kept getting stuck in the room with. I'm like, this can't be right. So we start switching modes, and it wouldn't even get a game.
Man. Yeah, I think, honestly, though, the last time me and you played was pre-Modern Warfare, so that's probably the biggest part of it.
Yep.
Such a shame.
Poor Red Faction.
Such a shame.
That's a fun game online,
and if we're going to do this online community play date... That's the game we're going to play. I don't care. I want people to play this game. People
have
the
problem is most people don't have
it. Well, they're going to have to. If they want to play with us, they're going to have to go fucking buy it.
Wow. All
right. They need to buy this game.
Talk about Volition loving us.
Yeah.
If you want to play with us,
I'm
go buy
Red Faction. Buy this game. And if they have it, then replay it. Damn.
It's a fun game online.
It is a fun
it's
game.
It's really fun online.
That's one of my, it's one of my favorite. It was probably my favorite online shooter
yes,
last year.
Yes, you do. And you need to pick it up, Boogeyman.
Man, you're about putting your finger in his ear.
We need
I pay $50 a year not to play online. We're talking about
exactly. So, dude, yes. Don't play online.
That's what I'm saying. I'm
about
laying
the only
it
thing
down.
You play online is 1 versus 100.
Yes.
Woo! I'm laying it down. If we're going to do the community play date thing, that's the game.
You want to do Red
that's
Faction?
That's the game.
You got Red Faction, don't you?
No.
He needs to buy it. Didn't buy it yet? I thought you were going to buy it when you got your Xbox.
Did you buy it, Ryan?
Yeah, I own it. Okay. I've had it.
We weren't sure.
No, I've had it for a
while. Because he asked last night, he's like, let's get Wombat on. I'm like, I think he only gameflied it.
Nope. No, right. I bought it probably like 2 weeks after it came out, 3 weeks after it came out.
It's such a fun game online.
The game that I bought with my system was Borderlands.
Oh, great game.
Borderlands for the weekend.
It's a good game. But
I didn't play that this week, surprisingly. Yeah.
So, like I said, that's the community play date.
Okay.
If you guys want to play, that's what it's going to be.
You going to do Future now?
No.
Okay.
There is no future.
I honestly, you know, if I had another...
Sounded like Andre the Giant there.
If I have another week, like I did last week, I don't know.
When the world red
I
want to
play Darksiders.
You're not going to play Dark Void?
And give it to Ted DiBiase.
I'm going to have to skip to Dark Void, so... if anything, if I'm playing Dark-wise, it's Darksiders. So.
If I'm playing anything dark,
it'll
be
Darksiders. Whoa, yeah!
I don't even know what song that was.
Heading the Cruisers, man.
Yeah, the
jeez.
80s.
Oh, jeez. Here we go. A song you don't know. That surprises me.
I don't think I've seen that movie, but I remember selling the shit out of the soundtrack when I worked at FYE. All
right. Well, we need to move on. We're going to move on to the Boogeyman. You only get 1 week. You don't get 6 months.
It's been 1 week since I played the game.
I knew that was coming. I knew it was coming.
Every time.
All right. Darksiders. Awesome. Want to play more of it? Waiting for a patch.
Oh, here we go.
That's right. Because, hey, makes me motion sick.
It really
I'm
is.
Not being picky.
Bad.
Not being picky.
It really is.
It makes me motion sick.
I will agree with Boogeyman on this one.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, too.
I put 7 hours into the game, so it's not like I haven't put my time into it.
You put 7 hours in? You only beat the first dungeon?
I'm at the Griever in a second now. So. I got stuck for an hour. Remember, I had to ask you for help on that sticky bomb thing because I didn't read the instructions.
I'm ashamed of all of you.
Dude, why are you ashamed of me? I'm four and a half hours in, and I just beat the second...
I beat Modern Warfare 2 in 2.5 hours without dying.
No, you didn't. Why? I'm ashamed that I had to tell you how to light the torches.
I forgot.
That's totally Zelda.
You didn't have to tell me.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to him.
You said you were ashamed of all of us.
I was talking to those two.
What are you ashamed of me for?
I will.
I figured that fucking thing
out. You know
why
I'm ashamed of you?
Because I haven't played it.
You haven't played Zelda.
Yeah, that's your problem.
Oh, my God.
I will back up Boogeyman on the screen tearing thing. Because normally when people complain about screen tearing, I call them whiny little bitches. Because usually it's so hardly noticeable that I think it's silly to complain about. Darksiders, literally, when I spin the camera around or when I move the camera, tears so bad that it actually hurts my eyes. So,
that's cool. He didn't back me last week. That's cool. Okay, you're on that side. That's fine.
You talking to me?
I'm talking to the television.
Oh, I was going to say, I didn't play it last week, so I couldn't have backed you. But now I will back you, because you are correct.
Too late, the damage is done.
The tearing is awful in that game.
I will sit here and not complain, because I beat it and did not have an issue.
Well,
really?
Nope, not one.
Sounds to me like somebody's wearing rose-colored glasses when it comes to Darksiders.
That's the second time you said that.
The
screen
tearing is bad.
Back up, Two Worlds.
Oh.
Hey,
you played that game.
I admitted
that game has some of the worst screen tearing, slowdown, texture rip.
Hey.
Some of the worst technical problems I've ever seen in a game.
It does have terrible technical problems, but guess what? The screen tearing's better than Darksiders.
Not really.
Oh, it is.
God. You know why? Because you don't notice it from the shitty background. You can't see anything.
I'm just saying. I think Darksiders is a great game, but the screen tearing is awful.
I love Darksiders, actually, and I will go back to what I said, September, when I went to the Avengers show. You know, it would have been on my top three favorite games of last year if it would have made it last year.
It's going to be on my list this year.
Screen tearing be damned. I mean, I'm not knocking the game because of the screen tearing. I'm saying I haven't put as much time into it because I'm waiting on the patch because it does give me a headache after I play it. Sue me. Wow.
I will.
You know something?
And if I wasn't so far into it, or at least hours-wise, I'd just you know, I hate to say it, I'd return and get the PS3 version just so I wouldn't have to worry about it.
But that's why I'm saying, if you guys are so worried about that, why don't you get
I'm
the
already,
PS3
I'm
version?
Because I'm already 4.5 hours into it.
Well, maybe you should have stopped and thought about that.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have to, because maybe they should fix the fucking screen tearing.
The whole thing is, there's a patch coming. When? Yeah. We don't know, but it will be fixed eventually.
Yeah. Be quiet and pre-order Two Worlds.
You better believe I will.
Two Worlds 2. Two Worlds 2.
You know,
that's four worlds right there.
You know something? I'm actually having regrets of getting Darksiders for 360. I really think I should have gotten it for a PS3, not just because of the screen tearing issue, but I think the game would have actually played better with the PS3 controller.
Might have.
I don't like the little bumpers.
You don't like the tiny bumpers?
Why? It's a little
like
controller.
Tiny bumpers.
It's a little controller. Why you like the little bumpers?
Well, here's the thing. You might not like the bumpers, but I guarantee you holding that trigger is going to be a pain in your ass unless you buy those plastic triggers.
Yeah.
Well, how far you got to hold that trigger to lock onto enemies.
Yeah. How far are you in Darksiders right now?
I'm about 5 hours in.
Where are you at? You beat the game yet? Because
no,
according to Ken,
I'm,
you should beat it by now.
I should have beat it.
Don't talk to this guy.
Ago.
He didn't even beat freaking BioShock or Uncharted. I don't want to hear anything.
Or Mass Effect.
Or Mass Effect for that sake.
Working on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to 2007.
What was that?
Wow.
He says in retort.
You know, this is, we would stop belching and it has to be friggin' Gambus Khan.
Yeah, I know.
Bring it
but that's
back.
Okay. You know what? He won't get a complaint
no,
from
No, he
anyone.
Won't get a complaint about it. They'll be like, oh, we're Gambus Boys. That was funny. And then if somebody else does, they're like, you guys need stubble. It's gross.
I was one of the people saying you guys need to stop.
Gambus' burps were like magic butter.
Well, before I move on to what else I played, I do, since I wasn't here for it, top three favorites of last year was number three, Forza 3.
It's a good
great game.
Number
it's
two,
game.
Batman Arkham Asylum.
Oh, I love that game.
I did push Assassins off just a little bit.
That's a great game.
It was really, on my third, it was a tie between Assassins and Forza, but Forza was done so damn well this year I had to give it a nod because I haven't been happy with the last two Forza games at all. And so I'm like, they did such a great job. Granted, I guess the same thing could be said with Assassin's Creed because I hated the first Assassin's Creed and loved Part 2. So.
Part 2 is awesome.
So, tie for third, Assassin's Creed, Forza, number two, Batman, and of course, number one, Uncharted. So back.
That still leaves me as the only one who picked Batman.
Yep.
I beat Bloodbath and Beyond, greatest subtitle ever in a video
game. It's
the
greatest
subtitle. Stolen from
The
Simpsons, but still. Pretty awesome.
Still greatest subtitle of a game ever.
And actually, not a bad game except for the lunar landing part. Lunar landing part sucked.
It's not a bad game. It just I think it was overpriced.
It's not a $15 game. You have
well,
it for 360.
Yeah,
we need to play co-op.
It'll be
it's
one of those deals
it's
of the
only
week.
Local.
Oh, that's right.
It's not online. That's right.
That's It'll right. be one of those deals of the week here before.
Oh yeah, and you should buy it if it's $10. Yeah. It's a fun $10.
Even if you played Eat Lead and hated it.
Which most people do.
For most of its, you know, it's funny because it actually makes fun of itself throughout
it
the game. I mean, it'll sit there and it even talks about the beginning of the game that how they're on the DLC only because they had to lower their budget because of how the
they
cost
didn't have
of
any
voice acting.
Actors.
And their game is in the budget bin now. And even the end of the game, he like looks at the earth and goes, "Ah, fuck it! They're not gonna make another game anyway," and blows up the world. So
I still like the comment he made to the 8-bit Matt Hazard at the end of the game, where he says, "Just to let you know, when your next gen game comes out, leave it in the oven a couple more months because the reviews are harsh."
That's great. I mean, it does parodies on Mirror's Edge and BioShock,
Mario. Mario was great.
Yeah.
I love the Mario.
So I mean, basically, it's Shadow Complex as far as gameplay is concerned, but more Contra-based as far as level design. Because
you only aim with the left stick. You don't aim with the right stick.
And
so.
There's no, like, Metroid backtracking like with Shadow Complex.
Yeah, it's just left to
and
right.
And that's the thing is, like, everybody's like, you know, was it worth $15? No. Would it be worth $15 if I didn't play Shadow Complex first? Maybe.
Maybe.
But because I got the same amount, I paid the same amount for Shadow Complex, and it's
12 million
times better than Matt Hazard. But... You know, that being said, I still enjoyed it. And I actually,
it was fun.
I actually not only got my review code, but I actually bought the game. So, I was a Eat Lead fanboy. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm a huge advocate of Matt Hazard.
Personality goes a huge way for me, and that's one of those things it did. This one actually made a better game than it did the personality.
Yeah.
Versus Eat Lead had a better personality than game. So,
Eat Lead is like one of those games that if you're a gamer, it's so worth playing through, even though it's so terrible in some areas. Like the humor and the parodies and all of that stuff are so good that if you're a gamer, you really need to play it. But it sucks because some of it's just terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah. Terrible. That sucks. I hope they make a good one.
Fortunately, because Darksiders is so good, I haven't touched Assassin's Creed since I got the game. But if anything, you know, Assassin's Creed is one of those games that I always complain about that, or I complain about games because it doesn't have its feature. I'll know exactly where I left off in Assassin's Creed 2 when I go back to it, because I'll have that little exclamation point telling me where I need to go next, where my next thing is, and all I have to do is have a conversation. I'll remember. Oh, okay, that's what I'm supposed to do next.
Right.
Yeah.
With games, and that's why I don't play games like Mass Effect or Oblivion, because I shut the game off for a month
and then you
come back to it. I'm like, when I played it that 7 hours of Fallout 3, I loved. Then when I stopped playing it and tried to go back to it, I'm like, where the hell am I? Yeah, screw this game. I don't want to play it anymore.
It was more like when I played it, I was like, why the hell am I playing this? It's terrible.
As Zero saw last night, actually checked out, but I'm actually going to purchase NBA 2K10. So late to the party review goes to NBA 2K10 because the game has been out since like October. But
yeah,
it's basketball.
But
you can read his review.
My I don't have any sports games to play, so until MLB The Show comes out in March,
you got rid of Madden
ages ago.
You suck.
So did the Niners. So I got rid of Madden.
Just because your football team sucks doesn't mean you should blame the game.
Well, I could root for the Colts, like everybody else has started to. Especially here in Cincinnati.
Yeah, oh god, I hate Cincinnati fans.
Start rooting for my real team now, the Colts. Who would you root for, Peyton or Paul or Carson?
We had this conversation at your store. Cincinnati Bengal fans are the worst. Tangent. They get to the playoffs, and they lose. Aw, big fucking deal. They're one of 12 teams that actually did good enough to get in.
Yeah, I actually heard somebody gripe because Marvin Lewis got chosen for Coach of the Year.
Oh, he took a
4-12
team last year to a 10-6 team this year. Got him into the playoffs.
Bengals fans complained because Marvin Lewis got Coach of the Year.
People were complaining when I went to see the game. I went out.
Right.
And as soon as the game was in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left and they knew they weren't going to win, all I heard was the Bengals.
Yeah, which is sad.
I'm like, the game's not even over. How about good season?
Right. No, exactly.
You went
said
to the playoffs.
Good season. You made it to the playoffs. I look forward to 2010 season. Yeah. No, it's, why do I root for the Bengals?
I mean, I love my Niners, and we finished 8-8, which is respectable, but, you know, it's hard to get excited about football when your team is just mediocre. So.
Yeah, tell me about
Excuse
it.
Me?
So long. My team's been mediocre for a decade and a half.
Not that I'm less of a football fan. I'm just saying it's hard for me to get into Madden, to play Madden if I'm playing as the Niners.
Why not?
But they could be good.
It
could
be
good
with Brian Peterson, the greatest quarterback ever.
Yeah, there you go.
You realize my Raiders might be are good. Like 16-0.
Yeah, see, even the Raiders could go undefeated in Madden.
5-11. How many Super Bowls you got, Carolina?
Shut up.
I need to go back to playing Madden on PS3 and play the New York Jets with my custom Flash Gordon character, because he was part of the New York Jets. Yeah,
Flash.
I actually really enjoyed the presentation of 2K. Not just the daily updates that they do for the game. Actually, not only just telling you the highlights and everything that's been going on, but little things that do it for me is like I was playing on Halloween as the Knicks at home, and they did like Halloween presentation, like ghosts and pumpkins around the scoreboard, and they had like wolf howling noise and stuff like that. They even made a mention that it was Halloween on that day. So just little touches like that. You know, make the game feel a lot more personal, and then when they're, you know, it's not in the commentary. I don't think I've heard them repeat anything yet, which has just blown me away. Most games, they'll pull Matt Hazard, and you hear the same catchphrase every 2 seconds.
You just like the ragdoll.
But so if you haven't played it yet, it's just dropped to $39.99 at your local GameStop, and it's actually really, really good. Other than that, like I said, I've been playing Forza, and of course, tons of 1v100. Actually, I haven't played as much for 1v100 lately, just because I haven't had the time to. Because the minute that the holidays ended, I thought I was going to get my free time, end up getting suckered back into work in 52 hours again. But thankfully, I think that is officially over, because I actually printed out the email that said there's no more 52-hour work weeks this year. And so
this year.
Yeah, and so I made sure I printed that out. That way, if they tried to say, well, blah, 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 play rule sucks, you got to work it, so.
Suck it, as Gambus would say.
Suck it.
On the on the not too distant future horizon, I will not be, as much as I'm the only one in this room actually really like the Dark Void demo.
You're a bitch.
I am a bitch, and I actually liked it, but I will not be buying the game because I don't think it's still going to be a $60 game. But
it's got Nolan North.
You know, I might pick it up when it's $20.
I was actually joking with Wombold on the way here. It's like when you're creating your Shepard in Mass Effect, they should have a generic male one, generic male two, Nolan North is the option.
Yeah, but if you played the first game, you don't need to create your character.
Yeah.
You know, but you can.
Yeah, you can customize them, which I'm happy about because I think my character looked ridiculous.
Yeah, mine did too.
But it was going to be Splinter Cell and the day after my birthday, but thank you, Ubisoft, for delaying it again. After it was street dated, mind you. I'm not talking, you know, there's a difference between delaying a game, but Batman suffered the same thing. Street dated, advertised everywhere, comes out this day. Not like coming out this month or projected this time of the year. This day, this one that comes out. Oh, by the way, we want more time with it, so we're going to delay it again.
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
There isn't. Batman's a good example of what extra development time takes. So.
Yes.
And, you know, Splinter Cell will also benefit from the same thing. So, if anything, it gives me more time to play Heavy Rain in February as well.
You don't have to play Heavy Rain.
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
No, you don't. It plays for you.
Yeah, you suck it.
You just press a button.
Game's going to be awesome.
Whatever. I think it'll be a good movie.
So is Metal Gear.
Yeah, that's what I'll say.
Snap.
Listen to him over there talking shit.
Snap.
This one might be actually one you can finish.
Oh.
All you got to do is watch.
And of course, shortly after, then he got the show and then God of War 3. So.
Actually, you know what I got really excited about the other day was Just Cause 2.
Yeah.
Comes out in the same month as God of War.
Yeah. Everything comes out in March.
What a hell of a month March is going to be.
Yeah.
February is actually kind of weak, but.
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
You know, something.
Oh, and another game, if nobody's ever actually seen it, which I've Twittered and Facebooked it, but check it out if you haven't yet. Look for the trailer for Deadly Premonition. Can't reserve it anywhere, God forbid, for some reason or whatever, but it also comes out the same day as Heavy Rain on the 23rd. It's done by Ignition Studios, who did the Blue Dragon DS game, and a couple other DS games that were pretty good.
Which system is this?
It's going to be on 360, and it's a survival horror, Silent Hill-ish kind of looking game, but it's only going to be $20.
That's not a good thing.
It looks awesome, though.
It's not a good thing.
It looks good. They even show gameplay footage, so it's not like they're just showing CG trailer.
Still,
it looks
$20.
Hey, NFL 2K5 was $20.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you just pull out 1995?
No,
one game.
2K5.
You know what other game was 1999? Spec Ops.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know I got
what?
A lot more than
you know
do.
I guarantee at 1999, the Deadly Premonition is going to be a better game than Rogue Warrior was at $59.99.
Dude, nobody ever claimed Rogue Warrior was a good game. All that is Mickey Rourke talking about penis.
What?
I'm dead serious. Go watch a video on YouTube. That's all
okay.
That game is
about. I
don't
want to hear him talk about that. No.
You start to wonder about the lead character's persuasion.
But it does look good. Honestly, if you YouTube it and look it up, it actually... And what's weird is like how much production design they did for like the website and everything else, and the game's like a budget price. So. I don't know. If anything, you know what? You know, $20. I've shit out worse things than $20.
Wow. Wow.
What kind of statement is that?
I think I'd poop all the time if I could shit out $20. Man. I'd be in the bathroom 24 hours a day. What in the world is that about? Anyway.
Wow.
Well, we move on past the Shitting Bills.
That'd be a good band name.
Shitting Bills?
The Shitting Bills.
Couldn't get in Walmart.
Yeah, when I come back from retirement, I'll have to call my next band.
What, your retirement's what, next week, right?
I think that was an old joke.
That's an old joke. Okay. Everybody catch up. Everybody catch up. He's 65. Let's do this.
I will be 36 in February.
Wake up, everybody. Let's go.
Well, I guess that's on to me then.
Yeah. Was he doing Future?
I did.
He did already.
What was it?
Heavy Rain. Yeah. Deadly Premonition.
I said play, not watch.
Snap. The only game I played this week was Darksiders, and I think it's really awesome. I think it's a really, really good game. We've discussed the screen tearing. I won't bring it up again.
That's probably a good thing, because we just go on forever.
Yeah. But it does. The only thing, the only other thing I will say on it is, like Boogeyman, if I play it for too long, it gives me a headache. I love the game. I think that the I am in agreement with Killer Wolverine on two things though about the game. It did take me a while to get used to right bumper button being the block and dash button. And the only other thing I will agree with Killer Wolverine on is that I do not like the Shadow Realm stuff. I think it's, to me it was just added to make the game artificially longer. It doesn't really serve much of a purpose to me. It's fun, I mean. Some of them are fun. Some of them are just tedious and annoying. To me, the game could have been better served without them, but, you know, they did what they did. It doesn't take away from the game as a whole. Other than that, you know, I think it's a great game. I love most of the voice acting. I think most of the voice acting is really good.
Cut you like a violin, or play you like a violin, cut your strings. Oh, I'm wrong, Mark Hamill.
The only voice acting I was telling these guys in the car that I don't really like is the voice acting for Volgrim. The merchant or whatever. I'm not huge on his voice acting. Although I have in my head been repeating over and over again the last couple days, "You are as wise as you are powerful," over and over again in my head. Other than that, I think the voice acting's great. I think voice acting is very well done.
Even if he is full of Velveeta.
Yeah. I think,
that's a cheese joke if you didn't catch it.
Yeah.
No,
I think, but see, the cheese fits in this game.
It
like,
does.
Some games it doesn't fit in. In this game, I mean, you're talking about the friggin' apocalypse. I think the cheese kind of fits with their whole theme. I think the rest of the voice acting is really good. I like the dialogue a lot, even though it is kind of cheesy. I think it's got a certain degree of gravity to it that I like. But overall, I think it's a really good game. Like I said, it's not without its problems. I think it's...
Ridiculous slow times as you're starting up the game.
Yeah.
It's like it takes forever to get to the hard drive part and then it kicks forward.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah. It's not like it's a problem with the game, but it's just like kind of weird. It's like it has like this like processing thing going on.
When I installed it, it did that.
I
mean,
when I first put it in, I thought it just froze. I'm like, what? I did too. I reset my system. I'm like, what happened?
The only other thing I don't like about it is, cutscenes before the bosses, how it makes you sit through his little pose or whatever with his name at the bottom, and then their first little like against the bat boss, for instance.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you sit through the whole introduction, but then it makes you sit through her screaming or whatever with her name across the bottom, and then flying around the outside and saying, "You'll regret this, horseman," and flying around or whatever. Makes you sit through that every time, which drives me nuts. Luckily, I only died on her a couple times, so I didn't have to. I only had to sit through it twice.
I died one time. Just irritated me. It wasn't the fact that it was hard, for the fact I threw a sticky bomb and it hit her foot, and in her foot animations, it would swing back and forth.
Oh,
so every time
so
I tried to lock on
it
to it, it wouldn't lock on because her foot would move out of range. I'm like, no.
Yeah, but other than that, I mean, it's a great game. I'm 4.5 hours in. I just finished the second Shadow Realm thing.
That's it.
There's no more Shadow Realms. Yes, thank
really?
God.
There's only on the first two. We have to get the guy's curse, whatever lifted. Yeah, there's only two.
Okay.
Do you still encounter the gates? Because those guys are cool.
I can't remember.
Because usually that's the whole reason for the Shadow Realm, because he doesn't want to let you through because you haven't proven yourself.
He's cursed or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't remember if there's any more of those gates or not.
Does it explain what those are or
sorry,
at all?
The first guy explained it. They were their brothers. They were the gatekeepers. I'd have to go back and watch it. But the first guy explains it. The first guy you blow the horn on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he explains everything. He's like, meet my brothers in these different places.
Well, if that's the gate, I'd hate to see what
like. Speaking of which, Mark Hamill's fantastic.
As Navy.
I have to point out that Mark Hamill's fantastic.
And if anybody who hasn't played this game yet, I mean, and even if you've only played it, I had a couple people I recommend them checking out. They checked it out and played it for like 30 minutes or whatever. I'm like, You get to the tutorial basis, basically.
Yeah.
It's like, until you hit your first dungeon, you don't realize how much Zelda is behind this game. Otherwise, you're going to think it's another hack and slash. So if you do play this, I urge you to at least give it, what, an hour
or so.
Get to the first dungeon, and anybody who's a Zelda fan will just eat this game up. So.
Yeah. I'm disappointed that I haven't got my horse yet. I'm really disappointed in that.
I'm disappointed I can't blow a whistle and go transport to the overworld.
Once you get the serpent holes open, you don't have to worry about it.
I do like the serpent holes. Those are cool. But no, it's a great game overall. Like I said, the tearing hurts my eyes, gives me a headache after a while. But other than that and the spirit world junk, which I'm glad that I'm done with, it's a fantastic game.
It's a nod to how great of a game it is, because if I can play a game that continuously makes me nauseous and put as much time as I put into it, and even though I complain and know it's going to do this to me and still play it regardless, I mean, it's just how awesome of a game it is. So.
Yeah, it's a great game.
It'll be that much better when it's bad.
Yeah, and I love that. And I love the character designs. I think the character designs are great.
Oh, yeah, the character designs are incredible.
Yeah.
It's like every time you just seem to see new enemies, too, out of nowhere.
They never stop. Yeah. All the way through the end of the game, there are new enemies.
Yeah.
So it's like
about 20 minutes.
I did glitch.
Prior to where I saved from, I got the glove, and there comes another new enemy I've never seen before.
One thing I did run into that kind of pissed me off is the, you know, the High Flyer achievement where you have to kill 5 dusk bats in a row without touching ground? Like, you have to jump from one to another and quick kill them?
Yeah, good luck with that.
I did that? No, I did it. Like, I got 5 that were close enough together, and I got them all without touching the ground, and it didn't give me the achievement.
I've heard of some of those achievements.
I know, I've only done 4.
Board, so.
Yeah. So
I only did 4, so I never...
I got effed on that achievement, but I'm sure, I mean, those bats are, I'm sure, still in the game. Further
not
on,
much.
So not much. Well,
eventually they become where you can't grab them.
Oh, really?
So,
yeah, awesome. Yeah. Some of the quick kills are cool too.
Yeah, they're different for every enemy too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is fun.
But overall, no, I think it's a very, very, very good game. I can't wait to play some more of it. I'm glad that the timing worked out well enough that Gameplay got it to my house just as I had to give you your copy back. So. I won't have any interruption in playing it. I was telling these guys on the way over here, my commitment to only play one game until it's finished is being tested lately, because I had to put Assassin's Creed on hold because you let me borrow Darksiders and I wanted to play it that week. Now I'm going to beat Darksiders. I've got to beat Darksiders and Assassin's Creed 2 before Mass Effect comes out so I can play Mass Effect.
Luck with that.
Yeah,
he claims
because
he won't play Mass Effect until he
beats
Darksiders. I'm like, play that.
So, because the problem is, I don't want Assassin's Creed 2 to end up like the first Assassin's Creed, where I started playing another game, coincidentally, also Mass Effect, and never went back and beat it. So... But yeah, that pretty much wraps me up.
Do you mind if I make a controversial statement?
Absolutely.
Oh.
I would love for you to make a controversial statement.
Besides belching and saying, suck it, let's go.
Yes, okay, here it goes. As much as I am looking forward to Final Fantasy XIII, I think Mass Effect 2 is going to be a better game.
I'm so jacked up for Mass Effect. And you know what? I'm sort of getting a little... I'm trying to avoid it, but I'm sort of getting a little irritated by some people online that that bitched about everything in the first Mass Effect, and now that they're fixing it, they're bitching about the fixes that they're putting in before they've even played the game. It's starting to drive me nuts a little bit, because you've got people complaining. In the first game, people complained about the fact that the weapons overheated too quickly, and that they had to manage their overheating.
Yeah.
In this game, what they've done is the heavy weapons actually have an ammo count because they don't want you to spam those, like the rocket launchers and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But the regular weapons still don't have an ammo count, but they've got something similar to an ammo count because now they have ejectable heat sinks where when your weapon starts, after so many shots where your weapon would overheat, you eject the heat sink and you put a new heat sink in. So it's like reloading, only you're not reloading ammunition, and people are throwing a fit about it because the first game didn't have reloading. What would you rather do? Would you rather wait for your weapon to cool down, not shoot as much so that it doesn't overheat, or just reload? You know what I mean? And then people are complaining about the fact that they've made it more of a shooter and they've taken out
some of the loot. For one, I never played Mass Effect for the loot. It's not a loot game. The first one's inventory was terrible. I wish you wouldn't have got as much stuff as you did just because it was such a pain in the ass to manage your inventory in the first one. So I'm glad that they're, you know, removing most of the loot. And they're actually, you don't actually get new weapons really anymore. You just upgrade the weapons that you have, which is perfectly fine for me. But you've got people online complaining about the fact they're making it more into a shooter, whereas with the first one, people were complaining that it didn't know what it wanted to be. So, it just kind of drives me nuts because you can't please everybody, I guess. You know, the people...
Here's the key. Don't let them bother you because there's going to be all these people out there bitching about because you can't please anyone anymore.
Right. That's
so,
true.
You know.
That's true. So, yeah.
You realize that this is a big problem.
But I'm really, 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 really excited for Mass Effect 2. I can't wait for it.
Final Fantasy 13, what is that?
I'm going to pick it up, but I won't play it until I beat the first one.
Yeah, beat the first one. So
you played the first one?
I like what I played.
Honestly, if you don't do all the side stuff and all the ore mining and stuff like that, you could beat the first one in probably 15 to 20 hours. All
right, so better recommendation is just run through it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now, the nice thing about the second one, it doesn't carry over your level directly. It doesn't carry over your gear. It doesn't carry over your stats. Basically, what it does is it's going to give you perks depending on the achievements that you've unlocked in the first one. So if you unlock the 40, 50, or 60 level achievement, or mark basically in the game, you'll get bonus points when you start the first one or the next one. If you unlocked the rich achievement in the first game, which is for getting a million credits, you get more credits to start with in the next one. So the better position you left yourself in Mass Effect 2, the better position you'll start, or Mass Effect 1, the better position you'll start the second one in. And it carries over hundreds of decisions that you made in the first one. Some of them might be minor, some of them might be major, but it carries over just about all the decisions from the first one. Side quests and everything. So you might want to, if you play another run through, you might want to at least try and do as many of the side quests as you can.
Okay.
So, but I'm so excited for the second one. I can't wait. It's easily my most anticipated game of the year. Easily. I can't wait.
Nice.
So, but that, I mean, that wraps it up for me. My future fondling is Darksiders and Assassin's Creed so I can beat them before.
And Dark Void?
No. F that game.
Son of a bitch, I can't get anybody to say Dark Void next
week. Get that out of here. I'd rather play Yo-Noid than Dark Void.
Ooh, that rhymes. You like Shot Caller.
Yeah, you like that?
I'll be playing Dark Void. I just won't buy Dark Void.
Man, you get a review copy.
No, he won't.
No. Oh.
I will.
Yeah.
You know what I think of that? That's what I think of that.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't have anything.
This is what I think of that.
You haven't played anything?
I already talked about everything I played. I am also in the Wombat School of finishing a game.
Yes.
And this week I finished two, which brings my tally up to like five or six for the year already. January's not even over yet.
Yep.
Wow.
So
that was bright.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, no,
shoot,
I didn't.
Right in the face, man. I played Army of Two, Serious Sam, Mad Hazard, beat all three of them this week.
How long is Mad Hazard?
Like maybe an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It's not very long.
It's eight levels, 15 minutes apiece.
Yeah. Gotcha.
It's not very long.
Except for the lunar
then
level.
That price really doesn't fit the title.
I know a game that you played that you haven't mentioned.
What?
Skycrawlers.
Oh, yeah, the Skycrawlers. I never remember when I play things on the Wii. I always forget. No, I did play that. It's made by the guys who did Ace Combat. It's very similar to Ace Combat, except it's a... Imagine that. It's like a World War II planes. But it's based off an anime. It's good. It's really good. The Wii controls are very interesting because they actually work like real plane. So like it tells you to hold the nunchuck in your right hand, which is weird. And the Wii remote in your left hand, and you use this to fly the plane. And then you use this one for your throttle.
Interesting.
It actually works. It takes a couple levels to get used to, but it actually did work.
Hmm.
It's a pretty good game. If you're a fan of Ace Combat or if you're a fan of the Skycrawlers anime movie or whatever, you should definitely pick it up, especially since it's only $30.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cheap. It's really good.
If I'm not mistaken, the director of the Skycrawlers anime was the same director that did the Ghost in the Shell movies.
Okay, well, that has nothing to do with games.
Kick my dick in. You know what game we did forget about our future fondling, though? And it's just right around the corner, too. Dante's Inferno.
Well, it's not till February.
Yeah, but it's just right around. I said,
that's not next week.
I said right around the corner.
Well, yeah, but.
Yeah. Well, here's we're talking about Mass Effect, too.
Well, that's only next week. Right. Mass Effect's next week. Right.
But
who knows when
I'm not playing. So. I'm not playing Dante's Inferno, so that takes care of that for my future.
Well, I'm not playing it, so it don't matter. None of this matters. I threw in some other stuff, but I didn't really play much of it. I threw in my Eat Lead and Velvet Assassin that I picked up to make sure they worked.
How was Assassin?
Velvet Assassin?
Yeah,
I reviewed it a long time ago.
Oh, did you?
I just picked it back up to put in my collection because it was cheap. It's not a bad game, but I didn't even play it, so it doesn't matter. Other than that, I didn't play anything. We've already talked about everything I played, which has been nice. Nice to actually just play one game at a time.
Yeah. It makes our fondling segments more boring, but it makes
somehow
my gaming
longer.
Yeah, it makes my gaming attitude much better.
Somehow our fondling sessions are longer, even though we're playing less games.
It gives time for longer tangents.
I like this podcast. They never play Call of Duty.
Yeah, we don't ever play Call
When's
of Duty.
When's Nazi zombies coming to Modern Warfare 2?
Tomorrow.
Never, because there's no Nazis in it, you freaking moron.
Wow.
I actually get that question. When's there a Nazi zombie mode coming? Never.
Really? You get that question for Modern Warfare?
When's the last time there was a Nazi regime, you freaking jerk?
You really get that question?
Yeah. Are you surprised? I still get people asking
well,
me.
Well, that's a good point.
I still get people asking me, you know, stupid questions. How to hook up systems. How to sync up a controller.
I got one controller hooked up. How do I hook the second one up? My Xbox got a blinking light. I don't know what that mean. It means you're one of 60% of the people on an Xbox.
It means you've won a prize. Your prize is a new Xbox that you have to pay for.
We're skipping news. We're not going to do news. We're going to just go. We're going to go.
Go, go, go.
Do some questions.
Go, go, gadget news.
I thought you were going to do Power Rangers. This one is Shock
Caller.
That'd
be Common Riders.
Blah, 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 blah.
Common Riders.
I couldn't understand any of that. Anyway, Shock Caller says... What it do in 4G crew?
Hey!
What it do?
I'm not done rapping. Hold on. Shot caller here with some juicy cues for you.
Juicy.
See,
are
you
done rapping now?
I'm done.
Okay. Hey, what's going on?
It's...
You all right there?
Getting all choked up about this,
you choking on those dope rhymes?
I'm choking on those dope rhymes. All right, it has been a long time since I've left a post in the Q thread, and now I'm back with a vengeance, so let's begin. Since Gambus has now become the ambassador for N4G Radio Empire to other podcasts,
indeed,
what kind of diplomacy does Gambus bring with him when he ventures into uncharted land?
No, what kind of diplomacy?
What did he say?
Don't even repeat it. Don't even repeat it. All it'll do is start a fight.
He said Nolan North.
You bring him with you?
To the King and Queen of Canada.
To the King and Queen of Canada.
That a boot?
Bring my diplomacy, buddy.
Which I'm actually amazed at Mad Hazard, actually, because they totally offended Canadians.
Canadians? Canadians?
Why are you surprised by that? What's Canada going to fight back?
Oh, snap.
Oh, wow. Come on, Zero.
I gotta take a stab because Odion's Canadian.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make fun of him. Anyway. So, Gambus, you gonna answer the question or are we just gonna fuck around?
What kind of.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What kind of ambassadorship do you provide us?
Well, my.
Do you have diplomatic immunity?
Yes.
Every time you say that word, I think of Lethal Weapon 2.
I was about ready to say.
I always
like
think
the dude from Lethal Weapon.
I have diplomatic community.
I think Family Guy when he sings that song.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't touch me.
Yeah.
You. Except for you.
You can touch, touch me. So, Gambus, once again.
Come
let's
on,
roll.
Man.
Answer the question.
It's a complicated subject matter.
No, just say, I bring the noise, bitch.
He brings the noise and the funk.
Yes. And I must make an apology. I must apologize to the Pink and Deadly podcast and the post.
You got Boogeyman's attention with that name.
The Post Gamer Report podcast. I was supposed to be on both of those shows, but my computer is
toast.
Man, I told you how to fix it.
Throw it out the window?
Well, besides that, if that doesn't
work. Did
you
say Piccadilly podcast or Piccadilly?
Pink and Deadly.
Pink and Deadly.
Oh. Well, you know what else is pink and deadly.
Here we go.
Yep.
Here you go, shot caller.
Vagina!
Happy now. There you go.
You know, Boogeyman, I think you would really like to listen to the Pink and Deadly podcast.
Of all the catchphrases to have, that has to be yours.
I think you'd really enjoy the show.
I bet he would. He could sit there with his clothes off, bottle of lotion.
Wow.
Listen.
Yep.
Piccadilly.
So I still don't think we've answered the question.
No, you haven't.
You gave shout outs and made excuses, but I haven't heard an answer.
Do you take wasabi peas with you?
No,
to deliver?
Do you go in there and be like, N4G Radio, bitch, we're the kings.
Yes.
Is that what you say?
Yeah, right.
I think that's a lie because I've listened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on the Evolve Gaming podcast.
That's also a lie because I've listened to our show.
Yeah. Recognize.
We are not the kings.
Word.
Never has a more unnatural thing been said than Gambus Khan saying word.
All right, I'm going to move on because this ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. It's not going anywhere because I just show up, do my thing.
He represents us in a Gambus Khan
represent.
Way.
I represent.
I'm like...
So
yeah.
Show up, do your thing, take over, much like Tiger Woods.
He drops some knowledge.
Yeah.
Too soon?
Wow.
No.
Too soon.
I'm like, N4G rules. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rules with a Z. With a Z.
Yeah, with a Z.
It's like babies.
That's my diplomacy right there.
Diplomate. Okay, let's move on. Number two, what game best describes you as a gamer?
Gambus? Or
everybody.
Everybody.
I'm going to go with Choaniki for Gambus. Two people in the room got that one.
Oh, that's funny.
If you want to know that joke, Google that word.
Don't Google that, but don't do that. Don't do it.
Do it.
What's that PlayStation 1 game with the lesbians?
Excuse me?
That was...
Pure Effect.
Yeah, Pure Effect.
That would be me.
So you're poorly animated?
No, I'm just full of vagina.
Wow.
You're full of...
Moving on!
Wow.
Moving on. Okay. I don't know what game describes me as a gamer.
Legacy of Kain, that's all the fuck you ever talk about.
Dude, I'm going to slap you in the mouth.
Right. Oh, wait, now. You're not Goth. Legacy of Kain?
Oh, snap.
It's been a while since that came out.
No,
it has been.
Legacy of Kain's not really all that emo. So.
No, it's not emo, it's just goth.
Yeah.
Vampires.
You don't wear enough eyeliner to be goth.
Yeah.
You know some...
No, making the assumption that he wears any at all.
Hey, Killer Wolverine, I think the game that best represents you is if they made a game of The Land Before Time, you get to play Littlefoot.
Oh, snap! Gambus Khan just busted on the sides of your feet.
See, I think this is funnier when the other people in the room get to pick your game.
Yeah,
you there you go.
You get to pick your own. So you get to be the Land Before Time.
Or the World Ends With You.
There you go, World Ends With You.
Gambus Khan, your game is any turn-based RPG ever. Perfectly sums you
actually,
up.
Actually, he's
gamer.
RPG Maker.
There you go.
RPG Maker.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
You get to be RPG Maker.
Interesting.
Apparently nobody else is funny.
Nobody else gives a fuck.
Let me see here.
Are you scatting?
we got Scatman Crothers in here.
Every time I hear scatting, I think of basketball.
Thank you. I do too.
Scatman. Okay, you can stop now. Get the fuck over it.
Man, it's vicious in here today.
It's fun, though.
But not delicious. I knew that's where you were going, so I just preempted you.
I cut him off.
Worse than vicious with his broken leg.
Don't worry about him. He's full of vagina. Go ahead, Dan.
Or the other Sid Vicious killing his girlfriend.
You got anything, Gambus, or are we going to move on?
Or Chris Benoit.
Let me see here. For Zero Tolerance, I could go in so many different directions.
Well, he's like a game shark because he's never wrong.
Snap.
But I glitch all the time.
All the time.
I don't know.
He's like a game genie because you can't get your system turned on with him crammed all up in there. Don't ask me what sense that makes.
I was laughing. I don't even know why. The worst reference I've ever heard.
I would say probably...
Your mom's like a game genie. she's probably got
all the right codes.
For Zero Tolerance, I would probably say maybe Twisted Metal.
Apparently I'm a deranged psychopathic clown.
Yes.
But drives an ice cream truck and shoots you in the face with napalm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very violent.
True.
You
dead.
Are very violent.
Yeah.
Or an incredible game series that was taken over by another developer only to be taken back over by the original developer to become an incredible game series, which will never ever be followed up again because David Jaffe has more time on his hands, but has nothing to do with it.
He's too busy making Calling All Cars 2 and complaining about the game industry. So.
Yeah, he's too busy making blog posts complaining about the industry.
He's too busy watching some other developer make a better God of War game.
Wow.
Yeah, I went there.
Wow. Anyway, we're going to move on now.
Yeah, let's move on.
Question number 3. Now that Gambus represents the N4G Radio Empire, what role do the rest of you have?
Where's Bitch?
What?
His Bitch?
His Bitch? No.
No.
I don't think
yep.
so.
I don't know.
You're
my sole contribution to the podcast is the announcer guy voice. So, I've got nothing else.
And you do that very
well. Gambus carries
I'm the guy who walks around with that ute.
You're the minstrel from Assassin's Creed 2.
Everybody hates you?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. They knock me down already through my
arm. I promise you I won't stab you in the neck.
I won't make that promise.
Killer Wolverine is our resident angry guy.
Yeah.
He's our Department of Defense.
He's also our tech guy. Helps us test out Skype on a weekly basis.
Yeah, no doubt.
Next up is on the iPhone.
You going to try it on the iPhone?
Yeah.
Guess what? I'm just going to mute you.
Ouch.
Not like anybody would notice anyway. You never say anything.
So how much is Skype on the iPhone? Is it
it's
like
free.
It's free?
Yeah.
No, really?
It's $14.95 that you pay to me a month.
And then he gives you $14.95 back because that joke was awful.
You shut up.
There's a lot of awful jokes going around today.
I know, it's bad today. Bad.
That wasn't a joke, that was a cry for money.
And then Zero just sits back on his throne and goes, it's good to be the king.
It's good to be the king. Everybody hates you.
Oh my god, it's good to be king. Oh my god.
Wow.
Wow, okay, we're going to move on.
We're going to move on.
Yeah.
Question.
We're not very good today, guys.
Number 4, we need to get funnier. Let's step this up. How much is too much NyQuil?
A bottle.
Wow, I could have made a terrible joke, but I won't, so
damn
we'll move.
It.
I'll make that joke off air where I won't get blasted for it for the rest of my life.
Is there enough too much NyQuil?
There is too much NyQuil,
is there?
Yeah.
I haven't met that limit yet.
When
you're hungover,
you
want to
know, you know what amount of NyQuil is too much NyQuil? When you die and can't make the sequel, that's too much. That's too much NyQuil.
Oh god,
that wasn't about anyone in particular. I'm
I
just saying
wasn't.
that would be too much NyQuil.
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
That would be too much sleepy time aid.
Wow, I'm gonna move on.
When you choke on your own vomit, that would be too much NyQuil.
Anyway. Question number 5. If Killer Wolverine breaks a controller and nobody's there to hear it, does it make a sound?
Yes.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, it makes
this game.
It makes this, yeah. It makes that
yes,
sound.
It makes whatever developer of the controller go cha-ching.
Yeah.
Lego Star Wars, right there.
That's my problem. Is I can't sit there. There's many games that I've especially like the last or that 750,000 point thing in Peggle. I mean, I could feel the controller just, like,
twisting
in my hand.
Grinding under your hands.
And I
want
to throw it in there, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to throw this, and it's $50. That's stupid. So I don't do it.
Just pick up. Kill a Wolverine
has no such impulse.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like,
yeah,
no,
yeah, but you won't break that then. If you pick up $50 out of your wallet and throw it, then it won't break.
That's true.
See, there you go. See, I'm thinking. Anyway, next question.
It probably also curses in Italian.
And he doesn't even know how to speak Italian.
And then he eats spaghetti.
With meatballs.
With meatballs.
Gambus.
Gotta have meatballs.
What are the king and queen of Canada like?
They're very friendly, I must say.
Really?
Yes.
Shut up! You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're very friendly. And,
he's shut up. The Princess of Canada follows him on Twitter. Shut up.
And they love Canadian bacon, which, let's just be honest, is just ham.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, that was just a John Candy movie.
Oh, John Candy.
Yeah,
he was great.
Speaking of big fat pigs,
John Candy's heyday. I think he was like 25% of the Canadian economy. This motherfucker was in everything.
Yeah.
He's like Nolan North.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, the Canadian royal family, they're nice folks.
The dinner crashers at the Obama gathering, they got their idea from him.
Yep.
Hanging out with the Canadian royal family.
Indeed. Yes.
Gambus Khan is big pimping. I'm going to laugh when you get a letter from Canada, from like the
telling you to cease and desist mentioning the king and queen of Canada.
No, they're inviting him to dinner.
Oh, nice.
He's going to go in there all royal like. Put that shit on
YouTube. They're sending a letter telling him how stupid universal health care is.
Don't do it. If Gambus Khan were to get married, you'd think that'd be the end of the question, but it's not. would you guys throw him a bachelor party?
Oh, yes. Yes. We would throw him a bachelor party.
And I would be very afraid about the party.
He wouldn't show up.
Yeah, we'd
just be us sitting there like, where's Gambus?
We'd have to go out and drag him in.
Oh, I don't know if I'd want to be at that party either. I might be very afraid.
Yes, I know I would be.
I'm pretty sure that Gambus Khan's bachelor party would consist of us driving him to a strip club, kicking him out, and driving away. That would be his bachelor party.
It's because most of us wouldn't be able to stay. We have little kids on our arms. Like, we got to go. And the last question he had was he had a soundboard idea, so maybe we'll use that next week. Says, thanks, guys, and have a pleasant tomorrow.
What was the soundboard
Thanks.
Idea?
You have a pleasant tomorrow.
It says Meadows.
Meadows?
I don't know what that is. I'll have to look at it. All right. Next question comes from H-Dogger.
H-Dogger.
Howdly diddly do, N4G crew. H-Dogger here with a question or two for everyone.
More rhymes.
It didn't rhyme. No. What are your takes on different government conspiracies?
Oh,
such
snap.
As, but not limited to, government knows about aliens and is denying knowledge.
I wrote a song about it.
Like, here go.
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
Conspiracy.
Like, here go.
Conspiracy.
I know the song.
Yes. Yeah, it's a good song.
But what is your opinion on aliens?
They
are they
exist.
Real?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
That's because you're in denial. Truth is out there.
Yeah, it is. And they don't exist.
Do you believe in aliens, Gambus?
Yes, I do.
How about you, Kato?
Yeah, they do. They creep up from the south border all the time.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sold on whether they do or do not exist.
So we got two nays.
I believe in the paranormal, supernatural more than I do aliens.
Well, this isn't the question. It was
an
alien
question. I'm
just saying, yeah, aliens. So we got two people who believe aliens are out there.
Hell,
do you believe the government
the
denies their existence? Do the government know?
Yeah, of course.
I think they know.
Oh, yeah.
See,
we got the conspirators over here.
Thing is,
we weren't even on the moon. What are you talking about?
Oh,
give me a break.
Here we go. Here we go.
You're not one of those people, are you?
It's a conspiracy.
It's
valid.
Bullshit,
it's valid. He can say the same thing about aliens.
He can. And I won't argue with him.
All right, well.
I've actually purchased books about conspiracies and research and conspiracies.
Really? You don't strike me as that type. I'm just kidding.
So I do strike you as
yes,
that type.
Yes, you do strike me as that type.
Yeah, I've actually did research on conspiracies, a lot of scary things that I won't mention on this show for fear of death. So, anyways, yeah.
Apparently Gambus knows stuff we don't.
Dun-dun.
So you know, I researched a conspiracy this week, your Twitter message about having a date.
Yeah. That was a conspiracy right there.
And it actually happened.
I don't believe it.
Uh-oh.
I want proof.
A conspiracy for Gambus to get naked.
I want to smell your fingers.
Wow, that was awful. That was awful.
This is why you don't have second dates.
There are two things to the right of me that just, I don't know what the fuck just happened.
That's what Gambas going out on a date was, a conspiracy for Gambas to try and get naked.
That explains that one, and I don't care.
Yeah,
we
just moved past Brian's.
Wow.
It's good to have him back, though.
Yeah.
I miss this.
All right. There's a reason you're only on the show once every
comments.
6 months.
I miss your facial expressions when he makes said comments.
I miss the uncomfortableness of
the awkwardness of the whole situation.
Yes.
Something wrong with him. I'm telling you. Anyway, next question, the JFK assassination. JFK. Remember all the stuff the government didn't do to get all the info off the club owner dude, or if the government themselves had assassinated him? How do you feel about JFK?
I don't feel like the government assassinated him, though.
I think the comedian from The Watchmen killed him.
There you go. That's my answer.
And that is proven fact.
In the movie.
In the movie.
From Hollywood.
Yes.
I don't know. You know what? I don't know.
That one's a little tougher.
At this point, if I found out that they did do it, I think I would be scared shitless. You know what I mean?
If the government
did
it?
You don't want to think they did it, but if you found out they did, you'd probably freak out.
If the government killed
Yeah.
It? Well, that would be kind of... Yeah.
Yeah, I think I mean, would cry.
He wouldn't be the first person our government had killed, but
really?
I don't think they did. I don't think they had him killed.
I don't know. I've seen all those movies and stuff, and I think they're all just trying to deliver their own propaganda. What happened, happened. It sucked, but...
Yeah.
Well, Linda, you know, here's the big thing that kind of debunks any of the theory. Lyndon Johnson was a moron. You really think he can create such an explicit plot, helmet, just to become president of the United States? No.
Maybe the moron is a facade to lower.
What do you think, Gamus? Do you think the government had JFK killed?
It shows that morons can become president.
I don't want to confirm nor deny. I'll just say that there's a lot of shadowy hands in the background behind the curtain.
Listen to this dude. He talks like he knows shit that nobody else knows.
I know. He's
was there probably government people involved in it? Of course. I mean, you can't have that much of a lack of security not to have something going on. Was it a government conspiracy to hide it or to cover it all up? No. I obviously with the whole magic bullet theory thing. No, there's definitely more than one shooter, but there was one one bullet that actually could create some of that shot.
Yeah, they did that on Mythbusters. Yeah.
I know who killed him. Forrest Gump and his magic bullet.
And his magic legs.
Speaking of the Illuminati, the next question.
Yes.
The NWO. New World Order, supposedly being brought
New
together by the secret behind-the-scenes group, the Illuminati. Do you believe in the Illuminati? You know, Colonel Sanders was in the Illuminati.
That's what I'll say, yeah.
You know,
he creates a chemical in the chicken that makes you crave it for that nightly small test. Oh, you're going to like my chicken with his wee smug face.
You'll fall asleep on your huge pillow.
The whole idea of the New World Order actually kind of depresses me. Because
you didn't make it?
The whole idea of the New World Order depresses me, too, because I can't stand seeing Hulk Hogan's roast beef flesh on television.
Oh!
Oh, wait, wrong New World Order?
This guy Hulk, I'm stumbling there going, hey, yo, where's the alcohol?
I own an NWO shirt from like 1996. Does that mean I'm in the New World Order?
You might be. As Colonel Sanders.
We are in control.
New World Order.
All right. How about the fact that the government, not the fact, but that the government made the swine flu to test it on unwilling Americans in tests for biowarfare?
I've never heard that one.
Yeah. Swine flu
existed.
The swine flu has
existed before, so that's bullshit.
I know.
So that's not even a conspiracy.
Just asking the question. Like, everybody looks at me when they get angry.
Like,
oh, that's wrong.
You zero, you're wrong.
No, we're staring at the computer.
I just
asked
the
question. You're
wrong,
computer.
I didn't make a statement.
Also, for the fact that there's more people who died from the regular flu than the swine flu.
Yeah.
Well, I know that shit.
No.
That's not even conspiracy. We're moving on.
The thing is,
swine flu's stupid.
I'll just put it to you this way. I read in a book.
You read?
In a book?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Take a look.
Don't know. Stop.
It's reading
okay,
rainbow.
He continues.
I read that.
I can't fly anywhere. Sorry. LeVar Burton is my hero.
Yeah, mine as well. But, yeah, Mr. Jordy LaForge. But anyway, yeah, I read it in a book about the spline.
Take a
about
look
the swine flu. About how it could be released in the future. In order to aid certain shadowy government's agendas. And this book was written 20 years ago. So,
well,
yeah, okay. In my opinion, most conspiracies, human beings have a tendency to try and see patterns and coincidences.
Yeah, most of them are bullcrap.
To explain the unexplained. And
yes.
Whatever makes them feel better.
And I think most of the time it's just people looking for meaning in things that don't necessarily have meaning.
Well, they need that form of closure because otherwise they're going to go batshit crazy.
Yeah,
I blame it on the doctors because doctors are a bunch of quacks.
People,
you got a pill for everything.
Yeah. Amen.
You wake up in the morning, go to bed at night. We got a pill for you.
We got a pill for that.
You need to get a pill to get that vagina out of you. All right. What about brainwashing the public into committing violence through certain commercials? That stupid Geico and their evil lizard.
No.
I love Geico.
I don't
We know
that.
You love Geico.
I am a proud Geico member.
I bet you are a fan of Geico.
Oh, wait.
I don't believe
I'm surprised
that.
You're not a bigger fan of Progressive.
No. They,
really?
They want too much money, so.
Never mind. I was going with
yeah,
the
Stokes. I know where you're going with that.
And it isn't
all about the lizard. The cavemen were also part
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I love the cavemen.
They tried to make a TV show out of that.
Yeah, and it was awful.
Did it even air?
I don't know, but from all reports, it was awful.
Yeah, that was just a stupid idea.
So that could save me 60% or more on my car insurance. I don't hear.
It could have.
I do believe that
15 minutes could save
that
me
15% or more. That a lot of people are being brainwashed to do certain things. However, I don't think commercials has to do with it. I think commercials basically brainwashes you to want a Big Mac.
Yes.
Oh, man, they work so
That's
good.
That's their yes. entire purpose. Yes.
God, they're awesome. Mm-hmm. I want a Big Mac right now. Thank you.
Would you commit a violent act to get a Big Mac?
Yes.
I might. What would you do for a Klondike bar? I'll tell you.
No, we're not being brainwashed. You have to have a brain to be washed. And a lot of the people who go out and commit such diatribes and retardedness out there and want to blame it on the media or nuts. Anyway,
well, the thing is, brainwashing works on
the weak-minded. Is this like Jedi mind tricks?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, we're moving on. He says,
you know what else works on on the weak-minded?
I'm going to hit you with a
show. Our show.
Well, that's true. That's why we have so many fans.
And people are fans weak-minded.
Well, Nintendo.
I was insulting the quality level of our show.
Nintendo brainwashes people all the time, making them think that their wheel and their gun actually does something on its own.
With a piece of plastic?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I never said anybody on the show wasn't weak-minded. We're all weak-minded.
Huh?
We live in America.
What?
Oh, wow. Now you just insulted all of America.
I'm afraid of America.
It's great
I want
to be
live
free,
in America.
You don't even have to think about rolling your window down. You just push a button.
That's true.
I mean, you don't have to do anything for yourself.
That's you know what else we don't.
It's a good
you know what
point.
Else we don't have to think about? Moving on to the next.
And
question.
You know what point drives that home? What movie? That is it in a great
Wally.
Way.
Wally.
To a T.
Yes, Wally is a great film.
Describes that to a T.
I'm not true ashamed that. Of it. I feel bad. I do. I try to excel myself
Let's
above
move
that
on
level.
To the next
and that's what we should do.
We're moving the fuck on. Hold on. Shut up, Wally.
I, for one,
I'm
going to
hit you with this sandbag in the head.
No, I, for
Project
one,
Natal.
Do not
you don't
have
to get up and turn on the control anymore.
What is going rises. On?
I actually have to crank my windows up and down, thank you.
Well, good. You're part of the solution.
Yeah.
So that's why you're, oh, no, that doesn't make sense.
Oh.
How come your right arm's bigger than your left arm, then? Because the crank's on the left side, so. Is there another reason why your right arm's bigger than your left arm?
I bet I know.
Moving on.
Yeah. He said, that's about all I can think of, but if you guys have any more you want to share, go for it. Oh,
we
wait
did.
A minute. The government made Gambus in a lab and is using him to put everybody in a sense of security and peace to get us to lower our guards.
Snap. That's why he knows so much.
He says, is nothing sacred anymore?
Well, you know, I did
that explains
have a theory
the South Pole shirt.
That I was half alien.
You had a dream that, or you believe that?
I had a dream.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I did have
sandbag.
I did have a dream that I was in a strange hospital. But
Yeah. Damn, I didn't think he was conscious for that. It says, Zero, you must slip something into his drink when he isn't looking. Wink, wink. This is all from your friendly neighborhood wizard, H-Dogger, reminding you to always save one bullet for yourself.
Wow. What? You want? Okay. Wow, that's kind of mean. Okay. Hmm.
That is, well, he's just saying in case of the zombie apocalypse.
Whatever. Yes. I'll survive that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. True that.
All right, we're going to finish the question thread from 2009.
Did
right
you make
now.
One for 2000?
I made a new one.
Okay.
This is the last question. Sam in Seattle says, what's your guys' take on the Yakuza games? I just bought two, and I really like it so far.
I haven't played either one of them.
I haven't either.
Me either.
Me neither.
Shemakuza.
Wow. We suck, apparently.
Yeah. None of us have played Yakuza.
Yakuza!
I'm surprised you haven't played it. I'm surprised you haven't played it. Isn't it like Shinmu?
Yeah.
It is like Shinmu, and I have played it. You never let me finish.
I'm sorry, y'all were fucking screaming Yakuza. I couldn't hear anything.
Yakuza!
Was that part of that yelling? I was
talking to these two. Once again, everybody wants to think I'm talking to
everybody. Well, see, the listeners didn't know that I wasn't part of the Yakuza!
Well, now you are.
Now you are.
Hated the first, liked the second, actually anticipating the third.
So. Nice short answer. Yeah.
Hmm. All right, well, you're on.
All right. We'll bust out some Twitter shout-outs real
quick. 1, 2, 3.
And to the foe, Snoop Dogg.
Tell me how
Dr.
you feel
is,
about
I'm
that.
Sorry. No.
How about when this is over, we go do a little coke?
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay. Nice. All right. Let me go back a couple days. All right. Mega Monkey. Mega Monkey says, love your show, keep it up. Thank you very much. Is it just me or does Heavy Rain not look as good as everyone seems to think?
Suck it.
Graphically? Or
He doesn't say. Hmm. Or Mega Monkeys doesn't say. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, but they don't say. I am not looking forward to Heavy Rain because I didn't like Indigo Prophecy, so
it
doesn't really matter to me.
I'm not looking forward to it because it looks like a movie.
Suck it.
And then
graphically, I think it's beautiful, though.
Yeah, I think graphically it does.
Graphically, it reminds me of that demonstration of what the PS3 could do when they were showing like the faces and stuff.
That's
like
the same people that did it. Quantic Dream.
I know. I'm saying it just. Look
that's
at
what
the
they built the game.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Kind of let's hope it turns out as successful as Cocteau Chojin.
Yeah. Mega Monkeys also says, "What RPG are you most looking forward to in 2010?" For me, it's definitely Mass Effect 2. It's Mass Effect 2 for me as well.
Mass Effect 2,
Final Fantasy 13.
No, he said one, motherfucker, one.
Okay.
Final Fantasy 13.
He's lying. I don't know about you.
Lying through your ass.
Through my ass. Yes.
What about you?
Final Fantasy 13.
Final Fantasy 13.
It's because you didn't have to play it that much.
Yeah.
Think very hard.
Hairback357 says, have you guys played MAG? If so, chat some about that.
Oh, it's still upgrading.
I haven't played it.
You're still downloading the patch? Is that what it is?
Still downloading the patch.
Because I haven't really heard much good about it, and I've heard that it takes a long time to install all the stuff, I have not played it yet.
Yeah, I mean, it takes longer to install than to actually play the whole game.
I don't like the game.
You don't
I
like
don't
it at
give
all?
A damn.
You sing a song about how you're not liking the game?
Big Day Man says, you guys need to add your PSN and Xbox Live accounts to your ZTGD profile pages. We need to do that.
That's not a bad idea.
That is a good idea.
Yeah, I'll get right on that when I have time.
Word. Give me a break. You've got all kinds of time. I'm just
kidding. Got time for a whoop ass.
H-Dogger says, because KW wouldn't say that he is a goofy goober, I claim all of your possessions, including your houses. Have a nice day.
Good
thanks,
luck.
Killer Wolverine. You see what you just did?
Y'all bitches homeless now.
You can have it with all the repair problems.
Right. Come get it.
Vigilante 8 says, I was wondering what happened to the Boogeyman songs at the end of the podcast.
They're still there.
Instead, play the Mega Man 2 ending song at the end of the podcast.
Is that a request?
I don't know. I'm confused. Did we play Mega Man 2? At
like
the end of a podcast
ago,
lately?
Like years ago.
Oh.
Mm. Ain't been no time recently.
And he also says, here's his top five soundboards so far. Arnold is number five. Number fourth? Says Mr. Simon. I assume it means Richard Simmons. Third is George Bush. Two is Fred Rogers. First is Carl. Says, keep up the awesomeness.
Nice. Do you have a brush I could borrow?
Well, as far as the end of that,
I do not have
go,
a brush you could borrow.
As far as the end of the episodes go, there's, I'll be working on my last CD pretty soon, so I'll be sending that stuff, of course, to Zero as it comes. As far as whatever else he plays besides that, I don't care.
Oh, yeah!
And?
Law as my new stuff gets promoted, that's all I care. I need the free advertising.
And Frustrated Fury just posted a picture to us with a panda bear and an Everlast punching bag that says, reverse panda punching a bag judges you, which I think is a shout-out to our mentioning the panda punching bag that we have in the N4G studio.
That's a load of crap.
That was judging people yesterday, or last week, I mean. So, yes.
And it continues to judge.
Panda punching bag judges you. I'll take a picture of the panda punching bag and
our
put
panda
it up.
Punching bag judges your panda punching bag.
His picture is a lot cooler than ours, though. Lee Kelly shouted out to us on Follow Friday, so thank you for that.
Thank you.
H Dogger says, you need to have a section in the show where you play matchmaker for Gambus. Gambus did a pretty good job playing matchmaker for himself this week, so
I
think we're past that. But if anybody wants to date Gambus, just let us know.
Catch me a catch.
Fixer says, good to hear the boogeyman again, and congrats to Gambus on the date. Thanks for the awesome podcast.
Thank you.
Go Gambus.
Says, I know you guys are fans too, so I just wanted to say that Dragon Age Origins is an awesome game. Can't wait for the expansion. Me too. I think Dragon Age Origins is awesome.
No, you didn't play it. Shut up.
I can't wait either.
I'm sure you can.
I absolutely hated it.
You should have pressed more buttons.
Have a soul.
Jay Borsick says, good to know we have the
proper... I like Divinity 2 more than I did Dragon Age.
Oh, wow. You make me want to die.
Hey, did you save a bullet?
I did not. Jay Borsick says, good to know we have the proper fifth chair in the room. Boogeyman, what's the one game from Holiday 09 that everyone needs?
Oh, don't ask him.
That was Uncharted. I mean...
Everybody knows Uncharted.
It was Uncharted and MLB 09 show.
That's not the holiday.
Oh, from Holiday 09.
Batman.
Depends on what you're playing. But hell, he's already playing what we're playing.
Yeah.
He's already been playing Assassins,
yeah.
Forza, and Uncharted. So you are on the ball. You are a wise man.
Break it down.
Man.
Break it.
Now
you're mine.
Silly Ace says, make the wombat do the voice of the old gay guy in Family Guy. He's really good at it.
I'll make you do it if you bend over and pick that up off the floor over there.
Oh no.
Ooh.
Hey Luke,
that's nice. Got some nice strong muscly arms. Can you get the whistle
going?
There.
You gotta get the whistle going.
I think you're sweet looking. I gotta say. Won't you reach into my pocket there and grab out your money?
All right, Big Day Man says, hello, crew. What new game do you want for what system? He says, I've got to have Heavy Rain. I need my soaps operas.
Well, that will definitely satisfy your need. For
Mass Effect 2 for 360 is the only game I got to have right now.
Yeah,
I got to have Just Cause 2. All up in here.
All up in you.
I don't care what system it's on. I just want to play that freaking game.
I'm with you on that. But God of War 3.
God of War 3, definitely. But Just Cause, I got to give some love to it.
Alan Wake.
Alan Wake.
And then you woke up.
the Just says...
Oh, yeah, and that. Now that's the one to play that was supposed to come out in 2007. The Chronicles of Snake Plissken. That was in my The Thing. I've actually repurchased The Thing on PlayStation 2. And it says, coming 2007, John Carpenter's The Snake Plissken Chronicles on PlayStation 2.
So, nice.
Yeah, and it would have been better than Metal Gear.
Wow.
I doubt it.
The Just says, love the show. You guys make my Mondays more enjoyable. So thank you. We appreciate that. Altus1 says, this is what I think about this week's cast. And it looks like it's a video clip. So hold on 1 second. Let me...
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
Let's see what it says here. Hold on.
No. Oh, Killer Instinct.
Oh, nice little ultra combo from Killer Instinct. So thanks for that.
Yeah, I got to play that game not too long ago, and that game sucks now.
At the arcade?
Mm.
Yeah.
Arcade Legends?
That game. Anybody who is... You did you get to play it when you were at the arcade?
I've never been there.
You haven't been there? I thought you went. That's right.
We'll have to go one day.
Yeah.
But
we need to go.
anybody, if you can get your hands on a Killer Instinct arcade machine, you'll realize why Rare has not redone Killer Instinct.
Well, I mean, they could redo it,
but it does not hold up very well.
Yeah, you're right. I played the Super Nintendo version of it not too long ago, and it doesn't hold up as well.
Kind of like
I
when
hoped.
You play GoldenEye now,
yeah.
And you go, "Man, that game was so..." Oh, okay, it kind of sucks now.
Almost everything kind of sucks.
I wouldn't say that it kind of sucks now. I'll just say that it's dated. You can tell it's dated. Kind of like the first Mortal Kombat.
Battle Arena Toshinden was awesome.
Have you tried to play Battle Arena Toshinden lately?
I played the one with Michael Jackson in it.
Every character from that game looks like they were made of marshmallows stuck together with toothpicks.
Clay Fighter.
Oh, Clay Fighter was awesome. Yeah. Silfo says, "Hey guys, quick question. If you could change your birth year by up to 20 years before or after, which year would you choose?" Mm-hmm. I would leave mine the same. I kind of like when I was born.
I agree.
If Boogeyman goes 20 years earlier, he'd be like 100 now, right?
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't really care what year I was born in.
If I'd go 20 years earlier, it'd be in the 50s, which that was pretty depressing times.
You go 20 years later, you'd be like 40 now.
I'm pretty content. I'm 36. I look 26, so I'm happy. So
I'm pretty content as well. Just as long as I'm a child of the 80s, because I think the 80s had the best cartoons and toys ever.
Yeah, but we're old now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the 80s were awesome. I enjoyed growing up as a child of the 80s. Playing Transformers, playing G.I. Joe.
Listening to Poison.
No, early 80s. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. early listening 80s. To Cinderella.
Oh, Cinderella!
You know what you got. Feeling it go.
Yep.
I don't know, I'm content, whatever.
Yeah,
I think we're all content.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't want to be any younger. I certainly
definitely don't
want to
be any older. His future looks very grim.
Yay, 13.
Don't.
13 says,
"Yeah.
Hey, looking forward to listening to today's podcast. Boogeyman is with you."
Hello.
He says, "A question. Do any of you watch MMA or more specifically UFC?
I will not comment on that.
Why?
Because I have nothing but derogatory things to say.
Well, I watch UFC and other MMA, and I'm a big fan of MMA.
Have you seen screenshots from the UFC, MMA game?
Yes.
Yeah.
It looks good, but, you know, I'm curious how it's going to hold up against, because THQ's
right.
new UFC game's coming out this year, too. So I'm curious as to how it will hold up. So... But, I'm a big fan of MMA and UFC specifically.
You know something? I like UFC back when it was Bloodsport with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
You know, if I wanted to watch...
I liked Bloodsport back when they didn't show it on TBS every 3 days.
You know...
Like the Legend of Billy.
Yeah.
If I wanted to watch two guys with no clothes on wrestling around on the ground, they have a spot for that at Hustler.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Oh, God! Wow!
Not
see,
my
okay,
thing.
And
not
the,
my
on
thing.
The opposite side of the spectrum, that from where Zero is going, actually, you know, the whole reason I used to watch WWE and stuff
because you like to watch half naked guys, right?
No, storylines always kept me interested, and since there's like no real storylines, it's just gladiators in the year 2010. It does nothing for me. It's senseless brutality in my, which is weird coming from me, who's a huge horror fan and blood and guts kind of a guy, but. That's because it's all fantasy.
I like it. See, now I'm one of the few
Would I kill anybody in real life? No, I'm not fucking Dexter. I mean...
that's a TV show. That's not real life.
I'm saying, I don't have that mindset. I don't, you know, but, you know, so I don't really condone, you know, violence just to feed our bloodthirsty nature when it's real.
So. I'm one of those guys who likes MMA and UFC, but also still likes boxing, which seems to be a rare mix lately, but I enjoy boxing, too.
Boxing? What's that?
Yeah, I know. That's what most people think. So
the Rocky movies.
The problem with boxing nowadays is there's not too many people to root for. No. Like even the
Which
people
that
are
that would call
out
me a
there,
hypocrite
I wouldn't
though,
root for.
Because I used to
like
boxing
too, right? So,
yeah.
But
It's different.
But I mean, UFC is a lot more brutal, though. I mean, boxing, at least there was protection, and there were certain rules.
I hope they used protection
to keep people
that.
From, except the Boomer Mancini when he called that guy in the ring. But
yeah, well, there's, I mean, UFC. How long has it been since you watched UFC?
You know what song?
Because UFC is UFC is more like boxing now than it used to be. It's got set round times. It's got a lot of rules that you can't violate. It's more like
there's a lot of violations
like boxing now rather than the blood sport it used to be.
Right.
I'll tell you what I like.
I bet.
I like the Divas.
That's wrestling.
But, you know, biggest reason why I will not watch UFC because it's become this generation's NASCAR, where everybody likes UFC, including women, which is really...
My God.
My wife won't watch UFC. She can't stand to watch people get punched
in the
face.
On the Dayton website, every other woman is into UFC.
Yeah. It's nuts.
It is.
We're gonna move on.
Now, if they had a women's division,
they do. Strike Force has female fighters, including. Did you watch the new American Gladiators?
No.
Gina Carino, who was one of the female gladiators
for the last American Gladiators.
She's. If you saw her, you wouldn't be making air quotes.
So she doesn't look like Jazz.
No.
Okay.
No. Gina Carino. Is very pretty.
Yeah, but got bigger titties than Jazz.
wow.
Good night.
But,
what the heck?
But yeah, they have female UFC fighting. Or not UFC fighting, female.
I'm sorry. That was inappropriate.
That was inappropriate.
And lastly but not least, MK2 Forever says, keep up the good job, guys.
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you. Good night.
That wraps it up for Twitter shoutouts this week. As always, if you're not following us, you can follow us at N4G Podcast. You can also follow us individually at ZTGD, at Gambus Khan, at Killer Wolverine, at BGY Man, and at R Wombold, RWOMBOLD.
I laid off the soundboard this week.
Anything else anybody wants to add?
Well, since I'm the active ambassador.
Go, ambassador.
I want to give a shout-out to Pink and Deadly Podcast.
I bet you want to give a shout just to Pink and Deadly.
Woo, vagina! Had to say it again.
I got to give a shout-out to the post-game report. I'm really looking forward to hanging out, talking with those guys. They're awesome. I listen to their podcast all the time. Shout-out to the Numb Thumb Gaming Podcast. Great show. You guys are awesome. John Whitehouse, Rob, a.k.a. Kaz88, awesome. And shout out to the Digital Cowboys.
I think we were just talking about them.
Snap.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And I guess I'd say that, listen to the end of the show, at least in the next couple of weeks, because I am in the midst of writing and will be soon recording my first track off the last CD called Vampires Don't Sparkle.
Yes.
Oh,
This last album is going to be called It's Funny How It All Ends. It's going to be very humorous CD versus a solemn CD, which I was expecting on doing originally because it's going to be so sad. But everybody liked a lot of the funnier songs on the last CD. I actually got a lot more props for the funny song, so why not go funny? So
true that.
Go out with a bang.
Yeah.
Go out with a gangbang.
That's my plan. In 2010, that's my New Year's resolution.
I also have
an all-female gangbang.
You thought my comment was uncomfortable.
Yeah. I've got one more shout-out.
Shout it.
Okay.
Shout it.
I'm doing
shout
a different song. Sorry.
Okay. This shout-out goes to a guy on YouTube that I've been watching a lot of his videos over the past year or so, and
my kind
of
girl.
He's a friend.
I'd punch her.
Oh my god!
He's on my
oh wow!
they're messing up your thing.
Sorry,
sorry.
Well, I'm listening.
If you saw the picture, you'd understand why we had to get sidetracked there for a second. So. All right, anyway.
He's on my friends list on Facebook. He's got his own YouTube channel that just recently exceeded 10,000 subscribers.
Is it the Chocolate Ranga?
No, it's
Chocolate Rain.
If you go on YouTube, type in Happy Console Gamer. It is one of the coolest YouTube websites ever. It's this guy named Johnny. He goes by the name Johnny Millennium, which is kind of cool because he talks about classic games from the 80s and the 90s. And he's always positive about whatever he talks about. He brings up a lot of obscure games that not too many people know about. And he's got a humongous game collection. I mean, it's probably the biggest game collection I've ever seen. It's incredible. It's like if you took every game that probably all of us in this room have ever owned and probably kept all of the games, he probably has about that equivalent of a collection. It's totally insane. He gets obscure systems from Japan. I think he received a not a TurboGrafx, but a PC Engine Shuttle, which is basically a TurboGrafx-16 system in the shape of a spaceship. And it's a very, very rare system. He specializes in rare games and stuff like that, and he's very enthusiastic, and he talks about stories from the past of, like, arcades and stuff like that, and it's an awesome, awesome channel. And I told him on Facebook that I would give him a shout-out on our podcast, and he said that he'd be looking forward to listening to it. So
what's it? Where do you look up again? One more time.
Happy Console Gamer.
There you go.
Recognize.
Yes. There's a big shout out.
All right.
Yep.
We done.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Alrighty then.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast. Are you just...
It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat. And
I always
have
been angry.
Killer Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.